Alright, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. For our regular listeners, I know it's been about a month. Sorry about that. Just get a little sidetracked with work sometimes. And that's good, though, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. I'll be joined by Brendan Daly in a little bit. And before I forget, I always forget to do this. For people that are listening in the archive, where you can find the site is therealnewsonline.com. And then you just go to the radio archive and you can find the rest of them. I find when I listen to a lot of the older shows, I forget to even say that, maybe even more than once, if at all. So just to let everybody know, that's where all the shows are. But now we're putting shows up on YouTube. Just any random ones that I really liked a lot that I thought would be maybe make the rounds well on YouTube. I might as well use that for the audience that it is, because I was always against using YouTube. Like, I would always use YouTube to do a lot of research, since, you know, 9/11 research and then everything forward up until now, as probably all of you do, I'm sure. But I always used it like a storage. You know what I mean? I just stored all my playlists and stuff like that. I never uploaded videos. But we can get our radio shows a lot of hits like that. And this goes for anybody else out there that's making radio shows. I suggest you all take advantage of it. I mean, why not? It's a little bit of a pain in the ass, but if anybody wants, a little help to walk you through how to do it, because it's really confusing, honestly. It's like harder than building my friggin' website, some of it. It's really not that self-explanatory. I suggest you do it, because I put some videos up starting about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, and there's a couple of them that, you know, one's almost up to 1,000 views, and then I got a few that are around 300, 400, 200. You know what I mean? That's a lot of views that I didn't have. So I'll take it. You know what I mean? Then hopefully when we upload more content, this one will be uploaded, not tonight, but within the next day or two. Once we upload more content on there, hopefully, you know, the subscriptions will start coming in. And I've seen like probably 100 subscriptions in the last week. And I never get a subscription to YouTube because I don't do nothing. I just store video. So that's what I'm talking about. But speaking of YouTube, I wanted to talk about the Facebook censorship lately. I know I'm speaking of YouTube, but we always talk about it hand-in-hand, kind of. YouTube, Facebook, censorship. We all know what's going on. I've been talking about this you know what? Before we get into that, let me just tell you guys what we got on the agenda tonight. Because just people want to know what's coming up. I'm going to talk about the censorship that I personally experienced a lot, as well as other people. We're going to talk about, there's a whole new level of trolls on YouTube. We're going to address the concave earth trolling issue, which these people are very over the top rude and been trolling the hell out of people. Lord Stephen Christ, I'm going to get into all of that. Brendan has done some really cool, really scientific, honestly, curvature tests recently. Well, he took a trip, and he's going to tell you all about that when he gets on here. Got some really long-distance shots. He's going to talk about some upcoming experiments that he's working on. And we're going to talk about the David Weiss-Chris Jericho interview. And I got to talk a little bit of Mandela Effect maybe at the end, too. All right? So back to the Facebook censorship. So as you guys know, people always get banned and stuff like that. It never really seemed to happen to me. I mean, it might have happened to me once in the past. But I've noticed in the last, month, it's been real heavy. Like, people are just getting banned left and right. And, you know, they banned me. And I'm going to show you what they banned me for. For you guys that are listening to the show right now. Oh, hang on. Here's Brendan Daly. Brendan.
Hey. Yo, what's up?
What's going on, buddy? We're live on the air.
Nice. How's everybody doing tonight? How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. I just gave everybody a little outline of what we were going to talk about tonight. I actually just finished telling them that we're going to talk about what you did, your really cool, pretty scientific curvature test, and what you did, and maybe what's upcoming. Right now, I was just talking about the Facebook censorship real quick, and then we can get into that other stuff. Let me just wrap this up. So what I was telling everybody is how in the last month or so, they've just been handing out bans to people left and right, and the stuff that it's for is just unbelievable. So everybody that's in the chat right now, or if you're listening to the archive, just go over to the Dose of Reality radio page. It's right next to the archive. It's on the site. And right next to the chat on the right-hand side, you'll see some GIFs that I made. And I love GIFs for obvious reasons. Brendan, you know what I mean? GIFs are great if you can get something across in a 10-second video that they have to watch.
Oh, yeah. I have full conversations with my friends using only GIFs.
For real?
Yeah, why not? They're awesome.
No, it is awesome. So I got the GIF up, Brendan. You know the one I got banned for. So what I did is I put a GIF up, guys. I made a GIF out of the Luna Lander 1972 takeoff. You know how we all make jokes about how, hey, well, they left the camera guy on the moon because the guy's panning up as the spaceship takes off. So what are they going to say? It's remote control from Houston. There's no delay, or they're using the delay and, like, timing it perfectly to go in sync. It's absolutely fucking absurd. Never mind the fact that it looks like it's got firecrackers underneath it rather than an engine blasting off. So I posted that, and you know what's the funny thing is it wasn't reported by anybody because I posted it in Paul's meme group, the meme man. I know nobody there reported it, and he checked, and I posted in other places too, but they sent me a warning for that and said it looks like I'm posting spam, so they're even calling NASA's footage spam. I get a kick out of that because I didn't alter this footage or nothing. It's just spam, and they banned me for 7 days from fucking posting in groups. 7 days for a GIF I made of the Luna Lander, and all it said is basically what I just said a minute ago. The Luna Lander takeoff 1972. I bet this guy's hungry, stuck up on the moon for, you know, however many years or whatever. And that's all I said. I didn't cuss nobody out, didn't insult nobody, nothing. I got a weak ban slap for that one. Have you got a ban recently, didn't you, Brennan?
Yeah, it had nothing to do with, like, truth seeking, though, which is funny. Like, I don't know, for some reason, I don't get bans with all the stuff I post.
I know.
I don't.
Me neither, usually.
I get them for something stupid. Like, I'll post something in, like, the dark sector, and it'll have nothing to do with, like, truth-seeking. And nobody will report it because I'm an admin. I'll see it coming through, and then I'll just get a ban. So, obviously, it's Facebook looking at these things. Even if you're in a closed group or a private group, Facebook's still monitoring everything that's going through these groups, you know? So, I mean, it don't matter. Big Brother's watching you, especially on Facebook. And
oh, like people, I said before, they set it up. The CIA set this up.
Yeah, yep. The people are getting banned left and right. I see people come back from 30-day bans today. It seems like every day somebody's getting out of Facebook jail. I mean, it's just the going thing on Facebook. That's why a lot of people are opting out of Facebook, you know, and going to other social media outlets.
Yeah, that's why I say, guys, even if they're not busy right now, like I joined that other site, MeWe, because why not? It's simple to use. Use it just like Facebook, and it's just a backup. Everybody knows it's just a backup, but if we all have to leave Facebook, at least get connected with your friends now that you still want to be connected with when you get there so you don't miss out on people. That's all I'm saying. Keep it as a backup. I started my Real News Online group there. I started the Mandela Effect group, and they were two. You know, they're getting big. Like, the Real News Online group's already got maybe, I don't know, 50 people, 70 people, like, or maybe 40. I don't know. It's got a lot of people, though. It's in the upper double digits. But, you know, it's just good just because, you know, what's going to happen is we're going to go there or wherever, and the same shit's going to happen every 3 or 4 years because, you know what I mean? That's just how it goes. But that's what we have to do to keep contacting each other. But so what I was saying is, you know how you're talking about even if we put in a closed group, Brennan, like they'll still flag it even if, like, the admin, you know, the admin or whatever? So
yep.
I got flagged for spam in my own group where I'm the only admin for content that I created from my radio show, uploaded to my YouTube channel, and I put the link in my group. I got spam from my Mandela Effect video, one of my 9/11 videos, and then I got it on my own wall. I got so my own created content that I uploaded to my own YouTube channel and shared on my own Facebook wall, I got mocked for spam. They hit me with 8 spams in a row one morning. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this, dude? And, dude, there was nothing in there, like, at all offensive, sexual. It's nothing in there, bro. Nothing. Nothing. It's fucking ridiculous what they're doing. It's going to be the downfall of them. I know right now it's almost too big to fail, people think. But if they can't just keep that up, because it's wicked aggravating. I wanted to punch somebody, bro. A week I can't talk in groups.
When you signed on to Facebook and you agree to these, you know, a lot of stuff, especially when you agree to Messenger and Facebook and all these other things, there's a lot of things you're agreeing to by being a part of that social network. That's why you're seeing all these other ones pop up, like MeWe and other, like, social networks. But, like, you go on to MeWe and you literally have to agree to basically nothing.
you know, so that's why people are like, have, like you said, it's like a backup thing for Facebook. You know, I have a MeWe account now. You know, I can see that being the future. But like I said, we didn't have to agree to anything like you do on Facebook. You're basically giving up your life when you go on Facebook. So it's pretty dangerous thing, you know.
Yeah. Hey, guys in the chat, let me know if I sound staticky, because in my headset, I sound staticky. I don't think it's coming through your end, but just let me know if it is. I'll just switch my headset. Yeah, so basically, like, lately, it's really been, like, I noticed it used to just happen to random people, and I'd be like, man, how do these people always get thrown in Facebook jail? But now it's, like, me and people that I closely associate with all the time, and I'm not just saying, like, you know, it's just, I think any flat earthers that post a lot of stuff, I think they're going after, and other truth seekers do as well. Like, it's pretty obvious, because some of the people get banned for other stuff, too, especially if you post about the fake shootings. YouTube will take you right down. You know that this is where I'm sitting right now. Like, what do you think I should do, right? Like, I have that Sandy Hook special that I did. It's a really good radio show. I did it a couple days after it, exposing it. But I've literally been afraid to put it up on my YouTube because I'm afraid they'll take my fucking YouTube down and all this work I put uploading the other 20 videos will come down. But I don't want to let them censor me at the same time. But what do? I'm, like, stuck in a pickle.
That's a risk you're going to have to take, man.
Yeah.
You know. So that's a big risk you're going to have to take. And they could flag you for something like that and not just remove the video, but they can take down your whole channel.
Well, it's always up on my site. I could at least leave a link up for it and refer people back to the site to see it. Because, you know what I mean? Dude, anything to do with those shootings, they're just banging channels down, especially Flat Earth channels. They're using the fake shootings to take down their channels. That's what they did to ODD. They hit up Jaronism for that. David Weiss, they hit up for that. They took down ODD's whole channel. It was all over posting about fake shootings.
Yeah, and Eric Dubé, he got taken out.
That wasn't for the same thing, though.
It wasn't even to do with Flat Earth or anything, either. It was something to do with... I think it was like Germany or some shit. It was
none of his own material on there. People were calling it hate speech, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, and it just goes to show you. I mean, we're being completely surrounded by, you know, the.
It's obvious who owns the media. It's obvious who owns the media.
Yep. So
that's for sure. Well, yeah. So all I'm saying, I'm gonna wrap up this Facebook, YouTube thing soon. But yeah. Basically, guys, what I wanted to tell you tonight, too, is I started, you know, I touched on this briefly, but I started the YouTube channel, all right? I started uploading select episodes from the last, you know, eight years, however long it's been, since 2010. And there's a lot of good episodes up there. There's a lot of Flat Earth-related ones. There's a Moon Hoax special that we did. There's obviously some great 9/11 specials in there, some phone calls I had with a couple of shills, a couple other people, some shows we've done here recently, me and Brendan, we have a few up there. That debate is up there, where I did the 3-on-1 against the Globies, and that day we had the satellite tech call in when I had Brendan on, and then that guy called in, and we had that conversation. That's all up on there, the shows with Fetzer and all these other people, so make sure you guys sub the channel, that's all I'm saying. It's Brian Stavely, Brian S. Stavely, my full name. You know, with the middle initial, that's the username, youtube.com/, you know, and that'll be my channel. Just subscribe and just help spread it out, because some people, they're too lazy. They won't click. You're even lucky if you get them to click a YouTube link. But even people that, like, research things, sometimes they won't click anything unless it's a YouTube link. They won't bounce to your site and then go into your archive. So I uploaded some of them, and it's paying off right now. But enough about that. Brendan, why don't you tell these people about your little adventure and what you did and your little experiment and the whole shebang.
Is my mic all right now?
Yeah, you good.
Okay, all right. I was getting some static earlier. Yeah, so we had this experiment planned out. I actually had it planned out for almost a year in my head. It's kind of one of those things that, you know, just as it goes on, you start thinking about it more and then you want to execute it. But I remember climbing Mount Monadnock, which is, you know, you're almost in Vermont at that point. You know, you're still in New Hampshire, but you're almost in Vermont. And, you know, you can see, I remember going to the top and I could just barely point out the Prudential and John Hancock building in Boston. For anybody that doesn't know that distance, you know, you're talking 100 miles from the back of the city of Boston to the top of, you know, Monadnock. From the base to the beginning of the city, you're looking at more like, you know, 88, 90 miles, somewhere in that range.
But I had seen it like a year ago. And then I got into all the flat earth thing and, you know, I started doing my own experiments and stuff. And I kept on thinking, I was like, I remember seeing Monadnock. And then I started questioning. I'm like, no way, 100 miles, there's no way I saw it, you know, because it's very small and you got to really pinpoint it out. But you know what? I trusted my heart, you know, and so I gathered a little team to go to Monadnock with P900, you know, equipment to, you know, run this experiment and see if we could film the city from that far. I woke up the day of the experiment to two messages on my phone. Both were the people that were supposed to go with me. One kid was a college kid who studied astrology and physics throughout college, and he was going to come with me. And the other one was a friend that, you know, who had an emergency thing happen the night before. You know, I don't know, but I was kind of like abandoned for the day. So I woke up really discouraged. You know, I paced back and forth, and it was something I had been planning out forever. But the last couple months, we had been planning it out like almost on a weekly to sometimes every night basis. And then all the plans crashed on the very morning I was supposed to drive out there and run this experiment. So I had, you know, I was very discouraged, and I was thinking it was my one day off. I got two kids, two babies in my house, a wife. My two babies are both in diapers. One was born in December. The other one's 21 months old. You know, so like I gave up, you know, I was giving up the day to not be with my family to go run this, and to have everybody kind of crash on me and kind of bail on me was like, it was very discouraging. You know, I paced around my house all morning, and I'm back and forth, and I'm staring at my equipment. I'm like, oh, can I do this by myself? And, you know, there was so many different angles and shots that we needed two people to capture, that I was faced with, you know, can you do this, you know, by yourself? And, you know, I just started packing my bag. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just started packing my bag, put all my equipment in it, got my tripod, P900, water, you know, and it was like something inside me was telling me, like, you got to go do this. You got to go do this. Don't give up. You know, the weather conditions were so prime. There was no clouds from New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Boston, Mass. Like, there was no clouds. The only thing I was going to maybe be faced with was, like, chemtrails. And when it lowers, people don't realize, if you look far back towards populated areas with the chemtrails, you can actually see it, like, sitting, like, densely on, like, the cities and stuff. It almost makes, like, a ring around, you know, the bottom of your vision, or the right, you know, around the horizon as you view a 360 angle on, like, a mountain. So I knew I was going to be faced with that. But, you know, I just kind of put my pants on and strapped up the boots and hopped out in the car and just started driving. I went live on Facebook and stuff, and I had a lot of support going up there. Ended up trekking up the mountain. You know, it's a pretty decent hike. A lot of scramblers, a lot of little rock walls you had to climb up and stuff. But I got to a good vantage point. I located Boston from just under 100 miles away, and locked into it with the P900, and I got some of the best long distance footage. You know, people, you know, not a lot of people, there's been about three people that have seen the footage so far, and you know, it's all going to be released inside of like a little mini documentary that they're doing. And you know, I just at this point we're just kind of waiting and, you know, cutting everything out and showing everybody like the day that I had. It was quite the adventure.
Now, what else are you planning to put in the documentary? Other experiments or little video blogs from people, or what are you planning to do?
Yeah, there's some pretty gnarly things that are coming my way right now. I got somebody that used to work at NASA that could be doing an interview with me. And the best part about it is he worked in the CGI department. Oddly enough, and he's not by any means a fan of NASA. He used to work there and he left for a reason, so that's pretty amazing. And then I got a meet up with my friend who I went to high school with, who, you know, ended up going through physics and stuff like that through college and realized all the bullshit, and he's got some experiments that are on paper, from what I've seen, he sent them to me on paper, and they're pretty mind-blowing. And it's something that anybody's going to be able to do, you know, with a small amount of equipment, a little bit of money. maybe 50, 60 bucks. We're talking for some batteries, a certain type of batteries and stuff. And he's going to do some experiments that are going to, you know, on paper, they're friggin' mind-blowing, man. And I'm like, I got all my nerd loins were going crazy today when he was telling me about them and asking me to be a part of it. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I can't wait till you get that documentary out. That's going to be fucking awesome. You know what I mean?
Yep. The kid, he's going to create basically with water and hearing aid battery and bacteria. He's going to create like basically a mini Earth that we live in and how it can create itself. And he's using the bacteria to show that an ecosystem can be created inside this. And the battery, I'm assuming, I don't know, would be some sort of like cathode and anode type thing with a positive and negative charge and up from down. And somehow the experiment shows like a magnetic north. And it's like a miniature scale experiment that you can basically create your own world that you live in. And the way it looked on paper was pretty gnarly. And I'm like, I really can't wait to be a part of it. And that will be getting filmed at the latest this Wednesday. You should be filming. Should be done filming on that experiment.
Nice. Sweet. Can't wait. There's a few issues I told people I was going to address tonight. And another thing I wanted to bring up before I got into some of the bigger issues is David Weiss put out a really excellent interview with Chris Jericho, of all people. Yeah, Chris Jericho, the wrestler. He actually ran a fucking excellent interview. I suggest everybody listen to it. New people to Flat Earth and veterans alike. It was really good. He didn't come out and say he's a Flat Earth or anything, but he's always been somebody that I knew had an open mind. I think maybe based on his tweets back in the day or something. But he definitely questions the moon landing. He said it right on the video. And he wasn't an asshole to fucking David Weiss at all. Like, it was a totally good interview. David made a ton of great points, and you could tell that Chris was interested. And then the best part is, so Chris's show was on this, some like pro wrestling podcast or something. I might have the name of it wrong, but it's a really big, you know, it's a big network. He's all Westwood One, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of people that listen to it. I went to the comment section just to tell him that, yeah, that was really cool. You know, you're a good host. That was a really great interview. You should maybe look more into it, right? And I looked at all the comments, and this is such a flop from 3 or 4 years ago. All the comments are mad positive, and you could tell they weren't just Flat Earth people popping in, leaving the comments, because they were people that were just wrestling fans. They were like, wow, I really love this episode. That was really a great interview, blah, 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 blah. Up and down the page, dude. It's fucking – did you hear that interview yet? You got to hear it.
No, send it to me. I'll definitely listen to it. I'm not really big on the wrestling scene, but you can definitely send
Even if you never know who the guy was, it was a really good – it was one of the better Flat Earth interviews because he was a totally cool host about it. He asked good questions. He even asked some difficult questions you wouldn't think a beginner would ask, like about, you know, just like – I don't know. There was some good stuff, and David did real well, and it was a really good interview. So I suggest everybody check that out. And definitely going to address this whole stupid, ridiculous concave Earth thing tonight, because there's a lot of these trolls out. And I don't have any 10, problem.
9?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so anybody that didn't hear it, or even if you did hear the Sam Hancock troll from, concave troll from Facebook that called in, and maybe you thought we laughed at him a little too much or whatever, you have to see what he did before. Just go into the description of the video, underneath the video, and click the link I left to Facebook. I left the comment open to the public, and just look what he was saying. He was calling women the C-word for no reason. I would ask, you know, how does the curvature work? Because now there's going to be an upwards one if it's not a downwards one. And we know it's been flat in every experiment, every profession. And, you know, wait till I tell you his answer when he called in, if you didn't hear. But he told me it was, it's 8 inches per mile squared. You know, it's not really that much. That's like the ultimate Globy answer, dude. That's like what a Globy would say. The Earth's too big, you can't see it. Dude, we're talking about measuring it with a laser or with a camera where there would be thousands of feet in your way and it's just not there. There would have to be a curvature upwards. And, you know, these guys are going around, and this really just picked up, at least what I've noticed in the last couple of weeks, okay? I know they've been out there, but you never hear about them. I'd never run into them. But, and I'm not saying all people that believe in that are like this. I'm just saying at least these people, you know, there's probably some good people that believe in that. That's fine. That's whatever you want to believe in. But these people, let me tell you something. They all claim they used to be flat earthers, and this is what really gets under my skin. If you used to be a flat earther, then you knew how everybody used to treat you like shit and laugh at you or troll you like the Globies do and just cuss you out all day. Why are you coming to us and cussing us out and not trying to even explain your model? And how come when I ask legitimate questions about flight routes because people bring them up to me, or I ask legitimate questions about curvature or any of these things, how come fucking I just get cussed out and called a retard? And that's what this guy was doing. He was cussing us out and calling us a retard. I got really mad that night. So then he called in, and he just flipped out on the phone. He basically grounded Brendan and sent him to his room. he counted down from 10. He kept saying, I'm going to block you on Facebook, Brendan. Brendan, get out. I'm going to block you and never unblock you again.
Meanwhile, I'm blocking him from like 20 different groups that he had no clue he was going to get blocked from.
Yeah. So, listen, well, I'm going to get to the head of the snake on this whole concave thing, too. I got to address this tonight because, but I just want to say, I'm going to start off by saying, listen, whether you think the earth is flat, a globe, hollow, concave, convex, fucking whatever you want, I don't have a problem with you for that. That's your belief. These people that I've run into, though, with their blabbing about the concave earth have been. There's a couple people that aren't maybe trolling like them, but most of them that I've seen, they're not just trolling. Like, this dude put, like, 300 comments on my page, and he did it to a few friends of mine. I don't want to say their name, but he did the same thing, started inboxing them. Dude, when I asked him about curvature to explain it, you know what he did, Brendan? He not only cussed me out, he went and he went into some group called the Shills and Gatekeepers of the Concave Earth. He threw me in the group, took a picture of the screenshot, and sent it to me like a fucking 12-year-old. Because I asked him to explain his model. And listen, guys, so this is what happened, right? I actually gave it a look, because I'll give anything a look. I don't care. You can think what you want, because I gave it a look. I don't give a fuck. I have to look at something. Now, the person that showed me was a flat earther, as far as I knew. And, you know, so I went to his house. He said he wanted to show me the stuff. And, you know, I went to just hang out, but he asked if I would look at it. I said, yeah. So when we got there, I said I'd look at it. And it was like, I watched it for like hours and hours and hours. And there were just so many things wrong with it. I didn't see any proof of any of that, honestly. None of it. And I saw a lot of ridiculous straw man type of things, too. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. And so when I asked about the flight routes, because it was brought up to me that, oh, it solves all flight route issues. And I asked about that. I couldn't get an answer. And when I asked about curvature, now I know Sam Hancock, that troll, talked about that it's just so small, you know, you don't really see it. And it's the exact same curvature as the globe Earth. It's 8 inches per mile squared. It's just going the other direction. Since he's telling us it's just so small, you don't see it. So the other person that I asked about it, and he said, well, now we know that refraction brings things down and the Earth is curving up, so you see it flat.
It's the duality of life.
That is the answer I got, dude. I shit you not. I shit you not, bro. And I have an open mind, bro. And then I looked into it a little more because I wanted to see where it was coming from, okay? And it seems like it's all coming from one guy. And I know people say that about Flat Earth. They try to say, oh, it's all this guy or it's all that guy. Like how Rogan does to Eddie. Oh, it's just all one guy. And he's like, no, there's a lot of guys. This, though, it really seems everybody that posts it goes back to the one guy. And every fucking I haven't seen, like, other people present any other models other than his model. So that's why when people, they don't want to admit that they're following him, I said, well, whose model are you following? And I can't get an answer on that. I get cussed out. And let me tell you my problem with this guy, all right? This guy calls himself Lord Stephen Christ, okay? Lord Stephen Christ. And he puts out this model of the concave earth with all these outrageous things going on. He has all comments disabled on all his videos, so you can't question him. And he claims to be God. And I'm not joking. He claims to be God Jesus Christ, the second coming, God in the flesh. He says it in every video. He tells people he created the earth. He's going to bring doom down on this earth and all this shit. And the best part about it, Brendan, the best part, and then I'll let you take over for a minute because I keep running my mouth here, is these people told me that I have no discernment and I'm following a cult. As they fucking follow this guy who claims to be God. Drop the mic.
Yeah, the concave model, it seems like they just go based on the stars, but when they look at, like, simple, like, refraction techniques that you can use with, like, square glass
exactly
with water in
do.
It and things like that, I don't know, the model just doesn't seem to add up, you know? And from, I made a post about it in the future of Flat Earth, there's something special, these concave earthers. I haven't even, like you said, you've maybe met some good ones that aren't trolls or whatever. I haven't.
I was being generous. I haven't really.
Okay, so you're being generous.
I saw one that didn't insult me that popped up on a thread that didn't insult me. There was one, but the rest of them are like way over the top too, bro. They go nuts. They call girls cunts and everything. Excuse my language, but that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, I've ran into these people, and it's been a wacky thing to interact with them, you know. Their model, like, they won't explain it. It's just like, you live in a ball, you know.
All they do,
ball,
Brendan, is like,
ball.
You know you said with the stars? All they do is they took the flat earth model, and the couple of things that we totally can't explain, but we think we can, you know, but it doesn't matter. If the earth's still flat, if we're not 100% sure what does the tides or the stars, we have pretty damn good experiments that show us ways it could happen, though. We just don't have it nailed down to the exact one. So they use things like that, change it all up, but then the things that have to be measurable on the ground, like the fucking curvature, they don't have a fucking answer for it because they're full of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it all comes down to, you know, we, even as Flat Earth, you don't have things that explain, you know, certain things like tides, but then you look at, you know, electromagnetism and salt being a conductor, and it's like, it kind of makes sense why things can pull and push, you know, with the sun and the moon being a positive and a negative. And, you know, so, I mean, it's not that we can't prove it, but our damn friggin' models are way better than what science is teaching us. And then you got the opposite spectrum, you know, like the alt version of this, and it's these concavers who basically have become like a cult movement. If you have like the libertarians in the middle, like the small L libertarians that don't even want to be associated with a fucking party, you know, and then you have the crazy Republicans and the crazy Democrats. That's basically where Flat Earth is sitting between globe heads and concavers right now.
I'm going to say it. I think it's a fucking CIA fucking operation, bro.
Well, that's kind of where I'm leading to. I don't really know. It could just be somebody taking advantage of a movement. It could be a bunch of things, you know. But anybody claiming to be God, and especially when you watch this guy, he can't even form full sentences without making mistakes. Like, okay, so if you're going to claim to be like the second coming of God or Christ or whatever,
and he really does.
Exactly. At least speak properly. At least be, you know, on point with what you're trying, the message you're trying to get across. You know, no second coming of God would be slipping on his own words, saying how telling people to fuck off is okay because, you know, the Bible just wants to caress you, but, you know, the true God doesn't really give a fuck and needs you to smarten the fuck up or something like that. That's why, like, I was watching him, like, say this shit. I'm like, dude, is this kid fucking, the guy or whatever the fuck you want to call him, you know, serious? And then you look into the model and it's like, okay, like, you have, like, these weird explanations for the things that flat earthers don't have a definite explanation for. But at the same time, you're calling yourself fucking God, man. And everybody that's following you is a freaking clown. You know what I mean? Trolling people's pages and talking, like, really harsh to women and, you know.
Yeah,
and they will just come on. And I noticed, that whole Sam Hancock shit, he had that coming to him. We laughed at him and we shitted on him, but he had that coming for everything he was doing that entire day. You gave him every single opportunity in the book to have a decent conversation. It wasn't even debate. It's like, okay, man, let's talk about this. And you were giving him that opportunity. You know what I mean? And repeatedly, he would make 35 comments without you even saying anything, just saying the craziest shit, you know? And then another flat earther, who I'm not going to name because I know him personally, who became a concaver, he starts talking crazy. So I start messaging him. I'm like, dude, where are you going with this? You know, who has this model? And I'm asking, and I send you screenshots of that conversation. And I was like, do you really follow this guy, Lord Stephen Christ? And he went off about all this shit and the God and blah, 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 blah. And the, you know, the roses are red and the violets are blue and all this shit. And I'm like, dude, answer my fucking question, dude. Do you follow Lord Stephen Christ? It was hard for me to like not laugh even saying it. And then he goes, yes, I do. And I was like, okay, you said enough, dude. You guys are fucking nuts, man. You know,
yeah,
like,
I they're attacking us, like, dude. I never seen anything like it either. Like, it's totally fucking crazy. And the hours that Sam Hancock puts in, because you see how much he was trolling me? He was doing the same thing to Tina, to this guy Louie, to a whole bunch of people, bro. Like, it was nonstop. Like, he was just trolling everybody.
It's like a daywalking version of a vampire, man. So we have, you take the movement, okay, and as it gained steam, as it started going mainstream, okay, you know, little things came in, and then they disappear. You know, there was the everybody's a shill movement. Everybody's a shill. Mark Sargent, Eric Dubé, fucking
I
Rob Skeever, this
I hate
guy,
that talk.
You, Brian Stavely, me, Brendan Daly. Yeah. Everybody was a fucking shill for like a month. It was crazy. It was shill this, shill that, and then it died down, and then it went in, back into, BAU, business as usual. People start, you know, we're just building the groups and spreading the word. We're getting bigger. And then, here trickles in the, you throw up the flat earth sign. You're a fucking Freemason. We've all been doing that. Half
yeah,
of us,
man.
You know what I mean? So then you have that trickle into the movement. Now, if you got a fucking picture of you with your fucking hand up saying the earth is flat, you know, you're a fucking Freemason. So everybody became a Freemason for like a month. And then that died out, you know what I mean? And then everybody went on business as usual. We move on with our lives. We create. We grow bigger. And then, what trickles in? The fucking flat earth asshole and the AE map. And everybody's fucking arguing. This fucking map isn't right. The sun's setting over blah, 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 blah. And people are going fucking nuts, you know what I mean? And that whole shit just, you know, poisons the movement for like a month,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it all dies down. And here we are, business as usual. And then, bam. Concave fucking earth, which just so happens to come after the documentary Convex Earth. So
yeah,
it's like
a double
shot. It's fucking
yeah.
Enough of the bullshit. Everybody who's watching this or watching this whole concave thing unfold, don't worry. Give it a couple weeks. These retards will crawl back in their shell and everything will go on as business as usual. And then we'll just prepare for the next stupid thing to hit the movement and be poisoned. CIA, whatever you want to call it. It's not going to stop until we win this shit.
Yeah.
Mic
and
drop.
So,
no
you know
gravity.
What I did is I should have had the comment in front of me. Maybe I'll read it later. But so Lord Stephen Christ himself comes over to my YouTube. So now he can't duck me because his comments are off. Mine are on. He comes over there. And it was crazy, dude. That dude, Sam, said he does the concave thing, right? But he doesn't follow Lord Stephen Christ. So Stephen Christ comes onto my page, tells Sam if he repents, he'll be forgiven and all this shit, right? So then your boy Greg, our buddy Greg from the group, right? He starts calling out this guy for being a false prophet and stuff, which is exactly what he is. And then I go in. Politely asked the dude. I even told him, I'm like, listen, I don't think you're an idiot. Which, you know, whatever. That's right. So I said, I don't think you're an idiot. I ask people that are supporting your theory specific questions when they bring things up. And I'm talking about basic questions that are logical that you have to ask when you're claiming the things you do, like about the curvature and how come we don't observe any of the curvature. And I get very unsatisfactory answers. And maybe that you're here, you can explain it to me. You're a fucking clown. I deal with clowns like you all the time, he says, and then he drops a link that I didn't even go check out. And then the next time I said, dude, what are you talking to me like that? I said, what's your problem? I'm asking you a question about your model. And he says, I'm putting you on, and he named some fucking list with a bunch of initials. Like, you know what I mean? Go fuck yourself, dude. Dude,
it's like a group with like 32. It's like a group with like 32 people in it. You're on this list, motherfucker.
He reminds me of this guy, Pete Santilli from 9/11. But this guy's obviously a lot worse. This guy claims to be God. And, you know, even if you guys want to be so deceived to jump off a flat earth and go follow the concave earth without any fucking proof and all the proofs that you know about the flat earth, and we're talking about hundreds of them, I don't know how you just throw them all out, but let's say you want to do that, whatever, man. But you're gonna do that, and the guy that's putting out most of the material is claiming to be God, And you don't think there's a problem with that? And the other thing, dude, Brendan, is as I went through a whole bunch of his shit, 75% of his shit is just anti-flat earth videos. Like, he has a video about Dubé. He's got mad videos about Sargent, Jerinism.
Yeah, I heard he has a hard-on for Mark Sargent.
Oh, he talks about him all the time. All he does is talk about him. And he's fucking crazy. And he has a video about Matt. He's got videos about everybody, bro. And he's a piece of shit. And he doesn't say anything. He just talks and rambles. And in the middle of a sentence, he'll be like, "I am God, blah blah blah, and Earth's concave, blah 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 blah." And then you can't leave a comment to him and say nothing. It's like, it's a wow. This guy's like the biggest fraud of all time. Like, this guy's a fraud, dude. That's why we gotta snuff this thing out, because it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I think we're giving him a little more attention than he actually fucking deserves just by talking about him. You know, I think the message we should put out is, hey, you know, flat earthers and true seekers alike.
I just gotta let people know what he's about, because I don't want to lose any more people to him. You know.
Yeah. No, just the message is out there. You know, you're hearing it from us. We witnessed it firsthand. These people are very cult-like, you know, basically like the way a globehead would envision or see a flat earther. That's how these people are actually being, without any evidence to share their model with us. You know, they can't present anything. They just have a couple videos and a guy claiming to be God. You know, so I think this guy knows what he's doing. He knows how to get under people's skin. He's creating a little platform for himself, and here we are talking about him, you know what I mean? So listen up, don't follow this guy. He's claiming to be friggin' God, okay? If you just watch his videos, the eyes never lie. You know, I'm not going to name certain people, but I've looked at videos of people, and I knew right away, I'm like, this person's a fucking fraud, you know? And turns out, you know, you go further down the line, they end up being a fraud. With this guy, it's the same thing, but there's like something dirty, evil about him. Like, he's just a filthy human being. And anybody that follows his concave models, you're actually falling behind something that this guy has created for the most part. You know, it's not like, you know, flat earth. We have all these guys like Skiba, Sargent, Dubé, and, you know, even to a molecular level like Dow Marble, and, you know, all these other people just coming up with all these experiments. This is just a dude who just is literally saying, "I'm God, follow me." I'm surprised he hasn't started a thing like having his people like send blood samples into him or something. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's a fucking freak, and you can see it in his eyes. So, you know, be wary with that model. If you look into something and it seems appeasable, or you like what you're seeing, look into the person that's creating these videos and pumping this information out. Is a fucking evil ass, you know, dude. So.
Yeah, like, bro, who goes around and claims to be God?
Yeah, is what it is, man, you know. So at this point, you know, I think we made a pretty hard statement in the Future Flat Earth, and I did in Nathan's group about concave earthers, and we made a lot of posts, and, you know.
They're everywhere, dude. They don't stop.
If anything, it made it look – if anything, we exposed them, you know. They with the two main – or the three main people, I should say. We got one local here. We won't name any names. But we got a local concaver here who's pushing that shit probably harder than anybody. And, you know, we expose them pretty quickly. And I have a feeling that this whole concave thing will be dead in about, maybe about a week and a half, 2 weeks. It should be completely phased out, and we'll just be on, you know, go on as, you know, as business as usual.
I hope so, because you know what? It's fucking ridiculous. It really is. Yeah, well. Watching, it's like they can't. They can't even answer a question. It's like, how could you leave flat earth after being in it? And like you said, some of the people we know, they've been in it for probably at least a couple of years, maybe two or something, if not more. And it's like, how you just go from being a flat earther and knowing everything you know and just throwing it all out the window and going to this model that doesn't have any proof, that just claims because the stars, like people say, and I'll put it in quotes, the stars don't work on the flat earth. And Brendan, you already explained this like the last time we were on the air with Sam, you know what I mean? There's many ways it
tried
can work.
To explain it last
time. It can work the way it works, like you said, with the refraction through the atmosphere, and we know that. If it had a firmament up there, the same basic idea could happen to it. If it's projected, like I've had some theories about, it could. Who's to say you couldn't have two separate stars going in any fucking direction you want if it's fucking artificial? No, I'm not saying it's artificial. I'm just saying all these things are possible. They're all on the table. So because we don't have it nailed down to one. You think you live on a concave earth because you say the stars work, but the obvious things that we hear on the measurable, on the ground, that we can test, we can't test the stars, really. Like, we can observe them, but we can test on the ground, do experiments, and there is no curvature. Where is your upwards curvature? What about the pilots? What about the pilots that fly level? They don't nose up. They don't nose up to go around the inside of this fucking ball. What about land surveyors? Level. Everything. What about lighthouses? You'd be shooting the light under the lighthouse this time instead of over it if the lighthouse was out fucking 50 miles or so. It's
yeah,
ridiculous.
Eventually the light would stab into the water. Like,
yeah, yeah, not even close to 50 miles, really. You know what I mean? I'm being generous here. They'd be irrelevant. They wouldn't even be, they'd be useless. Anything over like 5 miles, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be fucking retarded, dude. It'd be retarded.
It would.
Retarded. And then when things, I don't know, bro. You can't even wrap your head around it because it doesn't make any sense, man. It doesn't make any sense. And then they talk about this experience called the experiment called the rectilineator experiment, right? So this dude made me watch like a whole 45-minute documentary on it. And they make it look all advanced and stuff, like they had like fucking thousands of plumb bobs out in the water and shooting laser through these boards and this and that. And they're claiming that this was done in like, well, not with a laser pot, obviously. They're claiming this was done like 100 years ago, right? And I'm like, yeah, this is all in good, but when did these concave people repeat this experiment? That's what I want to see. That's what I said to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
they're just claiming this experiment was done, and there's no, they're not out making YouTube videos recreating this experiment.
Yeah, nobody's out there doing anything with concave. You don't see anything. I mean, if anything, it's all being debunked just by, you know, flat earth stuff. And, you know, the thing about, like, you could go to, like, all the proofs of flat earth, and a lot of them you can. You can figure out for yourself by doing them, these experiments yourself. And with this concave thing, it's just somebody saying something and people following it and then becoming like the reverse engineered version of a globe head and attacking people for not believing in that concave model, which is what I found odd. You know what I mean? Because you don't see even somebody that believes in hollow earth, somebody that believes in, you know, whatever their model is of.
Yeah, I looked into all of it, bro. I looked at the hollow earth. I looked into the concave.
Yeah,
thing
but you
recently.
Don't see people being
simulation.
Attacked. Like, hollow earth
no,
is.
No, hollow earth
people.
Is a cool, bro. Hollow earth is a chill, bro.
Yeah. They're like, cool. You know what I mean? Like, I've never met a bad hollow earther, I don't think. Yeah. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, this concave thing comes along and it's like a fucking war.
It's
you
a
know what I mean?
Opposite.
Like, why? Like, there's other models that people represent.
Yeah,
like, I can communicate with a hollow earther and hear their points out, and they got some pretty valid points, and we
yeah,
just have
man.
A cool conversation.
Hollow Earth is cool. There's just not physical proof like Flat Earth. It's a cool story, though. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not mean people, though. You know, they're not like they're not like trolling your pages and shit or joining groups just to
I've
make
never
funny
seen them
shit.
Do
they're
that.
Just
I've
fucking
never,
somebody.
I don't think I've ever had an argument with the Hollow Earther in my life.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, you know, oops, all of a sudden, within, you know, a week, this concave thing just gets thrown into the mix, and then it's just trolling everywhere. It's like these people are getting paid to do it. I don't know if you remember, but I saw it when we went live with this Hancock kid. His face came up on Skype, and he was fucking – I don't know if you were looking at it, but I could see his visual on Skype, and I'm like looking at this. And he was like had a hoodie on, and it was like so dark, and like he made it so like nothing could see his face, and he was like laying down on a bed and, like, looking out, like, a freaking hole of his hoodie. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I immediately just, like, shut it off. Like, what
it's a fucking disinformation campaign. That's what it is.
Yeah, bro. He didn't even want to show his face, man. The dude was, like, hiding himself. So like I said, it's just the
his face is on Vimeo.
Stick around.
His face is on Vimeo. He's got a Vimeo video attacking Flat Earthers, and his face is on there the whole time.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was just weird the way he set it up and, like, the way he was, like, it had his hoodie on and he was, like, hiding and, like, talking out, like, a hole on it. And, like, I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of just played out. It, as fast as it came in, it was as fast as it's going to leave, in my opinion.
I hope so, because, dude, like I said, if they had some proofs or some good arguments and they weren't assholes, dude, I would look at all of it, bro. I was totally willing to sit there and watch all these videos, then because I wanted to learn more about this, who this guy was, and then I had to keep watching, and he was trashing all these flat earthers, so I'm watching those videos. I watched like 20 videos from the guy over the course of like a week. Yo, it's all bullshit, bro. No, like, why do I need to tell people that this is bullshit when this guy claims to be God? Like, is that how fucking brainwashed people are? And these are people that are supposed to be awake. There's clearly different levels of that.
I don't think it's going to do as much damage as some people are making it out to be. Like, I don't think this concave model is going to actually, like, grow to a point where it's like, we got, you know, like, flat earthers. You have millions of us worldwide now.
Yeah, what about new people coming in? What if these guys start trolling new people coming in and totally discourage them from looking because they think this is what it's about?
I just don't feel like it's going to stick around long enough to have that much of an impact. You know, they came in with it and they're leaving with it. Just look at the timeline of things. Like, you know, as I was outlining earlier with the shield, the Mason hand sign, you know, the AE map, and, you know, it's always something different just coming in and then it fades out, coming in and it fades out. This one just happens to be the most weird, awkward, like, evil thing to come into it, you know, but just as fast as all those other ones faded out, yeah, this one's going to fade out too. I mean, you remember, like, the whole Mason hand sign thing. That was like a week and a half, 2 week war that was going on amongst people. And it seemed like it was never going to end. And then it's just the truth kind of won again. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with this. The truth is going to win. You know, the truth is won against the ultimate evil. You know, so all these side evils, it kind of like it's just brushing, the truth is just brushing these little side evils off.
So because the truth is real big now, man. We're rolling full steam ahead, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You can't, like, the truth is like a lion, man. You don't have to defend it. You know, just set it free. It will defend itself. That's the motto of, you know, FOFI and the future of flat earth. It's like, that's what we go by. And there's a reason for that is that, you know, it took 500 years for this truth to break free. None of these little side things that are coming in to poison the industry, or not industry, but poison the community, for lack of a better words, that, you know, it's stronger than this. The snowball effect, the amount of people waking up is stronger. So if there's somebody new to flat earth and they get hit with concave, they're gonna see a lot more flat earth shit and a lot more cooler people in flat earth that have much, that actually have arguments that they can go by, and, you know, they'll attract towards us, you know, and get away from that little sideball. But like I said, I think this concave thing, they're going to be in the fucking dust within a week or two. You know, it's just like every other thing that's poisoned the community. It's gone soon, you know. So it's good that we're making the show and we're just being vocal about it. You know, get away from it as fast as you possibly can. And don't, you know what I mean? Don't fall into that trap. You know, so many people have fallen into that trap, and there were so many good flat earthers that I've lost through the AE map and the Mason hand sign and all these other things, and everybody's a shill. There was a lot of cool flat earthers, man, that just really couldn't stick with it. They were so, it's what I call super woke, or you see the memes about people being super woke. It's like, listen, don't be super woke. It's too much.
And look how it happens. It's always when somebody starts attacking everybody for no reason. That's what these people do, but they've taken it to a new level, bro. It's really, you know. But you know what was funny? We'll wrap this concave thing up in a minute. But you know what was funny was said to me is, this guy's too smart. No flat earther will debate him. I'd like to say right now, I can guarantee that the person next to me on the mic with me would agree that there is your choice of one of two people right here that would be glad to debate you and squash you, Mr. Jesus Christ.
Oh, name the time. Name the date.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying, Lord Steven.
Name the channel.
You know where I'm at. You already been trolling
Facebook
my YouTube.
Live. realnewsonline.com. You name it, we got plenty of platforms, Lord Stephen Christ, plenty of platforms, and I would love to mop you up. I would love to mop you up. You know what I mean? You can bring all your little fucking, your little circus and all the little stupid shit you say, but live, okay, where you can't disable the comments, where you can't disable my voice, you'll get smoked. You know what I mean? So that's the message we're going to leave for you. Brian will smoke you. Anybody else, I could bring on 30 flat earthers at any given time that will smoke you and your stupid little fucking model, dude. So, you know what I mean? If you listen to this video, which I'm sure you're going to because you're trolling Brian like a savage, go fuck yourself, man. Time and day, you name it, let's do it.
Yeah, I love it.
Time and day, let's go. Ding, ding, round one.
He said go fuck yourself, man. I love it. Yeah, well, that's it. You know, that's it. That's all I got to say about that right now, really. I'm done with that. But in general, guys, and not just the Concave videos, but, you know, the Flat Earth videos I got up, the 9/11 videos, Mandela Effect, you know, I got all types of stuff up there. You know, there's a lot of trolls now. YouTube brings a whole new group of trolls, as everybody knows. If you guys, please, just if you can, sub the channel and help me out a little bit once in a while with the trolls. Just check out the comments. And if you haven't heard those shows, those are all, like, some of my best shows, I think. The ones I uploaded, I really like. There's some new ones from this year. There's some, you know, ones from all everywhere from 2010 to 2014 before I took the break for a few years. Everything's there. You know, 9/11, Flat Earth, Moon Hoax, fucking, you know, whatever. Sandy Hook will be going up soon, probably. If not, it's on the site, okay? Everything is on the site still. TheRealNewsOnline.com. If you're listening right now, where you find this live, and I'm doing this, Brendan, because I always forget. People listen. They're like, where do I find your show? So it's TheRealNewsOnline.com, and then just go to the radio page. It says Dose of Reality Radio. Okay, and when you want to hear the archives, simply go to the radio archive. Everything's there, listed in order by the content and the guests. And I'm just going to plug my group real quick, and Brendan plug his, and then we'll get back to it. My group on Facebook is therealnewsonline.com, same as the website. Keep it simple. We talk about all these issues. You don't have to talk about any specific topic any day. Whatever you want to talk about, just don't come with any mainstream bullshit or Alex Jones level, you know, type of nonsense, okay? In left-right politics, we don't deal with that crap. But you want to talk about anything media fakery, that, you know, that's our home, baby. You know what I mean? Bring it on. And Brennan, why don't you tell everybody about your group, the best Flat Earth group out there.
Yeah, thank you, man. I'm blushing. Future of Flat Earth, the Future of Flat Earth, Facebook groups. It's a group that, you know, people come to, and it's kind of like a little home. It's a home for most people. We got about 12,000 members in there. You know, it's not a PC type group. You can swear, I don't care. You know, it's basically for flat earth discussion and sharing information. It's not a debate group. If you have questions and you ask politely, then yeah, obviously you'll get treated like a, you know, you'll get treated humanely. But if you come there to troll and stuff, we it's not tolerated. It's basically just a, you know, a haven for people to share information. A lot of people call it their Flat Earth home. To me, it's all Flat Earth family, and it's my Flat Earth home. So the Future of Flat Earth Facebook groups, join up, answer the questions, and we'll get you on board as soon as possible.
Yeah, guys, there's literally no trolls there. If there's trolls, they're dealt with right away. And people can say, oh, whatever they want, censorship, blah, blah, blah. It's not like that. It's like there's plenty of groups for the versus, the ball earth versus the flat earth is. And they all get out of hand, and you can't just have every group like that. Sometimes we need a place where we can talk amongst ourselves and progress. And, you know, you might be at this level, and he might be at that level, I might be at this level. But all together, maybe our little bits and pieces and ideas help us realize the truth or something. And we don't have to sit there and tell people why we're not going to sail off the fucking edge, okay? So that's what it's about. We don't deal with that shit over there, all right? We'll be nice to somebody. If they're a globie, they come in and they have legit questions. It's cool. Once they start trolling, they're out, so you guys don't have to worry about that shit. You know what I mean? They might get a couple hours of making fun and saying something stupid, but by then, they're gone. And that's why I like it, to be honest with you. And I'm not just saying this because you're on the radio with me, Brendan. I post in your group more than any group besides maybe my group, and I really posted them about the same, honestly.
Yeah, and man. Yeah, like you said, it's a home for a lot of flat earthers, man. You know, and you got your own group, the Real News Online page, which is an awesome group. You run it, you know, perfectly, and some good information out there, and a lot of good links and stuff. The Future Flat Earth is just basically more like a sharing thing where people come. Like, I've heard so many different theories in that group, and I've never once been like, oh, fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just, you know, I just love the sharing of all the knowledge that's in there. There's engineers, commercial pilots, private pilots, you know, people who've studied physics. I mean, you name it, land surveyors, fiber optic professionals. There's even like a canine officer who's a flat earther. There's a friggin', you know, we got correctional officers. I mean, there's just all walks of life. All cool people, and you know, like I said, answer the questions properly at the end, and you know, if you, when you go to join, and we'll accept you, and you can be welcome home to the best Flat Earth group there is on the plane.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's where I spend most of my time when I'm on Facebook. I'm either in there or, like you said, in my group, The Real News Online. And kind of similar in a lot of ways, guys. Like, we don't really have trolls in either group. I think I've probably had a ban literally since my group says 2013, but I had an original one from, like, 2010, and they canceled it on me. Don't even know why. Like, after I only had, like, 300 members, but, you know, at the time, talking about 9/11 being fake in 2010, you're not going to have too many members. So, but they canceled it. I had a lot of good people in there. I believe I got most of them back. But it's like yours. It's just I talk about, you know, yours is obviously more of a flat earth group, but we talk about other things too. But my group's was more built on media fakery, 9/11, and then got into fake, you know, actually then I got into Apollo in like 2012. So then I got into debunking NASA, and then Sandy Hook came and all the shootings along the way. And then it was ISS, satellites, and then into flat earth for me late 2014. So we talk about all that stuff. I do talk a lot of flat earth in my group, honestly, and you know, I know some of the people probably get sick of it, but they're gonna have to fucking deal with it because it's the truth. And every time I come out saying something, you know, oh, it's a psyop, look what Brian's talking about now. He's talking about no planes on 9/11, now he's talking about no victims on 9/11, now he's saying these kids weren't shot in the school, and now he's saying fucking ISIS beheadings. Yeah, well, it's all been fake, you know what I mean? And I'm not ever gonna assume anything is real until I see evidence. I'm at that point now. It's the little boy who cried wolf. Like, you can't just tell me a massacre or a shooting happened somewhere and I'm going to believe it by default and then have to be proven wrong. No, I'm going to believe it's bullshit until I see evidence to the contrary. You know what I'm saying, Brennan?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, man. I've had some 9/11 people in things of Sandy Hook and, you know, all those things, and I direct them to your group. You know, hey, go check out this page. You know what I mean? You'll find that content and the answers in the future of Flat Earth. But your group is like built for that, and you know all those things that, you know, the Vegas shootings and all these little things that pop up. You know, you got all the links, you got all the shows, you got everything in there. Towards media fakery, and that's a huge part of what we're dealing with right now, you know.
Yeah, they're the enemy, bro. So, just as much as NASA, the media might even, you know what I mean? It's, you could almost make that a toss-up. I mean, it goes hand in hand. Think of how big the media, when you think of the media, the false news, the brainwashing in the movies and the music, like, media is a big word. Like, the media is the one enemy.
The media is a prosthetic limb for the elites that rule the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the people that make us, you know, sacrifice our souls at the altar of materialism.
It's like their biggest weapon,
bro. It's like, it's pretty fucking crazy, man. So, like, the whole media thing, they're an easy target for people to, like, call out on their bullshit and stuff. But, you know, that the media is, like, that's like a robotic arm or a prosthetic limb that roots back into the evil elites and people that rule this world. And, you know, it's a good thing that you got going there, man, and your show, everything. So I commend you for it, man, for exposing a lot of people. The whole 9/11 stuff, I knew a lot about 9/11, but you opened up a whole new can of worms with the no planes and the no victims things. And, you know, now, hey, I kind of believe it, man. They could pull that off, man. They could pull off the fact that we live on a spinning blue potato shooting
through space at 2 million miles per hour.
They can pull off two buildings falling to the ground, you know?
And that's what they did, bro. And, like, for the people out there that haven't seen my 9/11 stuff, I'll just touch on it real quick, maybe spend a couple minutes on it, and I'll refer you where to get a lot more on it. And we're always doing – I'm always – 9/11 always comes back up for me. I'm the 9/11 guy. So anytime you guys want to call in, we can jump on 9/11. We can talk about any part of it you want to talk about. I don't care, but you're going to get my honest opinion. So if you're going to come praising somebody that I know is full of shit and I personally have exposed them, you're going to hear it. But I'm going to give you the reason why. I'm never going to just call somebody a shill and not have any proof or nothing. And even, you know, I will tell you why, and I'll show you. And most of it I have all recorded. I mean, all of it, really. The thing with 9/11 is anybody can tell you the official story is garbage. Right, Brendan? Anybody can tell you Tower 7, inside job, blah, blah, blah. This is like the Alex Jones level stuff, his gatekeeping level. They try and keep you there. The alternative media down there on that level, all levels really, but the alternative media, their agenda is to protect the mainstream media. So the mainstream media is 100% complicit in 9/11. But Alex Jones and people of his ilk had such an agenda against no planes on 9/11 because no planes, you're exposing the media. The media is now complicit, the U.S. media. Then if you're like me, you're going to think, okay, and not everybody thinks like this, unfortunately, but you're going to be like, it's like I tell people with the ISS. You're like me, you see that they faked the airplane. Well, what else did they fake? I mean, I just think that's a logical question, you know? I don't know how people don't come to that conclusion. But then when you guys look into it, you know, literally, they told you 47,000 people were in the building, 50,000 people estimated in the building, okay? 3,000 dead, that leaves about 47,000. Just estimates. It's a big number, right? Even if it was half that, it's still a huge number, right? So they tell you the two airplanes come in, hit the towers, then you see the media out on the street report 9/11. All right. Now, 52 people supposedly caught an off-course unexpected jet going through New York City. Okay. 550 miles an hour. They caught it with their camcorder. Out of all 52, nobody panned down to the street in the over an hour of what should have been chaos of 47,000 people escaping the towers. Okay. Because the towers took like an hour and 15 minutes to collapse. Now you also got the problem with the entire media is they're filming already. No reporter gets the Pulitzer Prize-winning shot of all these people. Where are they? Nobody gets a shot of that. Four helicopters in the air. All they do is film a hole in a building. That's all they do. And then when you look more into it, the towers had huge vacancy issues. In fact, many of the floors weren't even built. In particular, the ones where basically all the people were supposedly trapped above the impact zone and then where they perished from. And then you look into the people, and there's over 2,500 missing death certificates. Almost 3,000 people haven't collected their victim compensation fund for their family, which is like $2.3 million and up, depending. And that's only 59 families out of fucking 2,996 collected their free $2 million from the government. Okay? And then you look even deeper. Even deeper. And you go through the memorials. There's two major memorials, the CNN Memorial and the Voices of September Memorial. And each memorial has the same picture, but it's photoshopped to look like it's two authentic pictures of the person, like over and over and over and over and over hundreds of times. You need to look deeper into 9/11 because 9/11 was just a hoax. There was nobody that died there. And people can get offended by that, but until you actually open your mind and look at my research on it, hey, even the jumpers, I can easily show you that they're photoshopped and CGI. It's easy. They even filmed the people squeezing out the windows was basically the only real video, and they filmed it at a stage set somewhere that wasn't built to scale, because you can tell by the size of the windows. They're about half the size. It's absolutely insane. But for anybody that wants to check that out, go to my site, you know, on the Real News Online, and go to 9/11 the media hoax exposed, and just click the radio show right there. Lots of images, GIFs, videos to walk you through. There's a lot more evidence to what I'm saying. And if you just think about it, one more point, Brendan, and I'll get off the 9/11 because I could go on forever. One more point, if you think about it, people think, oh, that's crazy to think they faked killing 3,000 people. No, I want you to think about this for a second. What's crazier? To ask people in the government, where many of them are just regular good people, okay? Not everybody's a fucking elitist scumbag. Very few, you know? You're going to go ask these people in the government to pull off an operation in New York. 3,000 Americans are going to die, okay? Cops and firefighters included. They're going to die. And then you're going to have real families to deal with. Or is it easier to fake killing 3,000 people? You tell your agents in the government, we're going to blow up buildings. We're going to lie about it, but they're really going to be empty. Nobody's going to get hurt. We're going to compensate you, and you're not going to have to deal with any real families, maybe a couple actors in scripted interviews. Now what's crazier?
Right.
Killing the 3,000 people.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. And that's about it, guys. So if you want to see more of my 9/11 stuff, go to the 9/11, the Complete Media Hoax page. Plus, there's fucking, you know, 50, 100 9/11 shows I've done in the archive. But, you know, rather than you got to at least be past the hijackers and all that, I'm sure. Because we start right off with proving that there's no planes. Because I wouldn't think anybody listening to this still thinks it's 19 hijackers or 9/11. That would be pretty insane. You know what's funny, Brendan, is with Flat Earth, right? I find it amazing some of the roads people take to get there, like from all different ways. Like, I find it amazing that so many people, they just like flat Earth is the first big thing they really looked into. It's like, wow, how does that happen?
Because there's a lot of us out there, man. I'll give you an example. When I was climbing the mountain last weekend, when I was descending the mountain last weekend, I ran into some cool people. They weren't going to the top. They were only going up about halfway, and they brought a little dog with them and stuff. And, you know, I stopped, and I had some extra water on me and stuff, and we had started chatting. And I was like, hey, you guys need some water bottles? I'm trying to take away some of the weight. I don't need them. I'm already halfway back down. I got two extra water bottles and a full, canteen inside my hike pack. And I give them the water bottles. We start talking. And, I bring up Flat Earth to them, and they're like, well, the guy was like, no shit. He's like, you know what? That makes sense. He's like, I don't trust a thing the fucking government says. He's like, but I'm going to look into this Flat Earth thing. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, he's joining our groups. He friend requests me. We're friends on Facebook now. So, like, people are out there, man. People just need that little seed. Some people need seeds planted that will come out in 10 years. And some people just need that seed that literally sprouts right away. You know what I mean? Like, they'll sprout right away and look into it and start checking it out and saying, you know what? Something is wrong about my reality. It doesn't make sense what I was taught in school. Fuck. You know, I'm not going to get mad at this. I'm going to check this out and go look into it. You know, and I ran into a couple of those people just on the side of a mountain, you know, and when they were joining groups, they were literally, somebody sent me screenshots. They were like, oh, I met Brendan on the side of a mountain. You know what I mean? Those were the answers to the entry questions for the groups and stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know, and it's like I say, you can just meet these people all over the place. The awakening's happening. And you know, spread the word everywhere you go, you know, convenience stores, like whatever. People are ready to be woken up, and you know, a lot of people aren't, and that's the wall you're gonna face when you're doing this. You know, if you're out there and you're spreading the word, you're gonna run into people who doubt you. You know what I mean? It's all in what you do when those people doubt you. You know what I mean? Handle them gently. You know, love will win and truth will win. So, you know, whoever it is and whatever you're doing, just get out there and spread the word, and don't worry about the repercussions because you're doing it for a greater cause. Brian, did I lose you, man?
Sorry, I was muted. I was chewing something. I shut my mic off.
I thought I lost you, man.
No, my bad. I think these next 2 years, right, are real critical. And like you were saying, man, we're getting huge. And, you know, I've been around this for a long time, and you have as well. I've seen it come from nothing up to fucking, you know, there's like millions of flat earthers now, and that's great, you know? And I always find it so weird how people, like some of these people, you know, haven't even looked into Sandy Hook or 9/11, and it's like, wow, I was talking to James about this a night or two ago, and he's like, it's crazy that some of these people, they don't even know anything about 9/11. I'm like, James, that's why I've been, and this, a lot of people get mad at me for this, but I don't give a fuck. This is what everybody should be doing, is I try and bridge together the communities of 9/11, the Mandela Effect, Flat Earth, other topics that I look at. I don't overrun people's groups that are meant for other topics, but I leave subtle hints. Or if I'm in a Flat Earth group and somebody brings up 9/11, well, I'm going to drop some knowledge on them. And vice versa, if I'm in a 9/11 group and I hear something about, oh, I think even NASA's fake, well, here you go, bro. Green light, you know what I mean? And people get aggravated. What's up?
It's funny, I've seen this study, man, and you know what, I never actually said this to you, but I watched this study, and these people were in Afghanistan, you know, it was during the tail end of the war, which is still going on, but it was a few years back, and they did, like, a census on, like, the entire country, and it was, I'm not exact on these, but I'm within 2 or 3, 4%, but it was something like 92 or 94% of Afghanistan citizens, or people that live there, don't even know what 9/11 is. They don't even know anything about the planes, the buildings. They don't know anything about the crashes. They literally just know that there's an invading military in their presence. That's all they know.
And you know why?
So they were going around and showing pictures of the buildings, you know, the holes in them, and saying, you know, and they were translating, and they did this whole census on the country, and it came back to some insane number that, like, the high or low 90 to maybe mid 90%. Didn't even know that 9/11 actually fucking happened. So that just shows you, never mind in our country, the people who knows it happened. Then you got to break it down to the people who know what actually happened. You got the country that we blame it on, and the insane majority of that country doesn't even know that we blame them for planes hitting the towers. They showed them pictures. They had no fucking clue what they were talking about. You know, they all they knew is that there was an infidel in there, or the infidel was invading their country. You know, so the way we pump things out in the media and the way things we showed them about 9/11 and all this stuff, and there's this enemy Afghanistan. Guess what? 90-something% of the fucking people in Afghanistan don't even know that 9/11 happened. They're just fighting. You know what I mean? So like to show that like they did that, but literally their entire country don't even know it happened. They're farmers. They're, you know what I mean, all these people that live in these villages, and you know, these old men and women, they literally showed up pictures of the buildings. They were literally like, in Afghanistan,
probably didn't even know what the buildings were.
They didn't even know what the fuck it was. They didn't even know what happened. You know, so what we see here in the States is a fucking
completely dog different and media. Pony. The media that we have is controlled. It's, you know, the fucking same countries where all the Rothschild's banks are. Like, we know we've been invading the ones that don't have a Rothschild's bank. I mean, that's pretty obvious. They have a completely different media, I bet. You know what I mean? So they don't even see the propaganda we see about the 9/11 that they put on us. Like, they have completely different media. That's why we can fake events and stuff in these other countries, and because and their media doesn't expose it to us, because we don't even see it. You can't even connect with those countries, a lot of them, on Facebook, some of them. I'm not saying those specific ones, but there's a lot of countries around there you can't even connect with. You can't connect with China at all, which is weird.
No, you can't. But, I mean, like, put that into perspective. You know, 90-something percent of the people in Afghanistan don't even know 9/11 happened. Yet we're over here pumping this fucking story out. We allegedly fucking lost 4,000 people, or whatever the fucking casualty account was. And, you know, and then we blame it on this country, and they don't even, they've never even fucking.
All they see is a bunch of murderers with machine guns in their country.
Exactly, man. So it's crazy. It just shows you how much of the world is a stage, and how easily information is controlled and centralized to countries. And, you know, you go, like you said, you go over to Europe and they have a different media. And, you know, if you go to Freedom of Press, so I don't know if it's a yearly thing, but they have like a ranking for freedom of press and how much actual information is allowed to be funneled through these news and media outlets. And the United States is like fucking 80 or 90 or something. It's like, it's so high up, you know, for freedom of press. And then like you go down to like the number one countries, and it's like weird countries like Denmark. I don't know. Like, obviously, I could be wrong about this. But like, the United States is, like, way up there in freedom of press.
Yeah, we know we don't have freedom of press.
We're the land of the fucking free. We're the
home
of the
fucking
brave, bro.
Yeah, you know that's all a
psyop,
dude. We should be
number one in freedom of press. There should be no questions asked. We are the free country.
Yeah.
You know? And then when you get out of our shell of the United States, you realize that we're complete fucking frauds. The media and everything we say inside here is complete fucking fraudulent. Everything's a dog and pony show, and everything's a freaking, you know what I mean? It's all just like,
it's a big,
you know,
psychological operation. Everything's opposite. You live on a spinning ball. You live on a spinning ball. These people want to kill you. These people are going to nuke you. These people fucking died from gas. These people are in the towers. These people got shot in a fucking school. It's all fucking bullshit, dude. Nobody's going out of space. Nobody's walking in a fucking school and shooting everybody. And nobody's flying fucking airplanes into buildings to kill innocent people because they hate us for our freedoms. If you think that still, you're a fucking moron. I don't even know how you got here.
Well, in 1914, when like they started taxing people and stuff, I'm pretty sure like before that, like I think it was around that 1913, 1914 range.
Yeah, I think it was 1912. Whatever, it's all the same.
There was no taxes, and we had roads, and you know, we had schools and all this other shit, and like whatever, you know. But the dollar, so they introduced the dollar to the system, which was backed by gold at the point. That's why you hear like the gold standard. And that is like, you know, okay, so you have a currency that represents an actual thing, like a piece of gold, you know. So then it backs off into the Federal Reserve, but the dollar goes on into the system. The system becomes a straight monetary slave system. There's no more trade. Everything is based off this dollar. And then you have the government controlling this fucking dollar. And then you just watch the dollar up until now. And it became fractional banking. You know, it's the reason why they sunk the fucking Titanic. It didn't hit a fucking iceberg. They were coming here to shut the fucking Federal Reserve down. JFK didn't get shot with a bullet because somebody didn't like him. He was trying to shut the Federal Reserve down. You know what I mean? So there's all these little things. But then the dollar, the fractional banking system, like, minimizes the dollar down to worth, like, it's, like, worth, like, 3 cents for every dollar now. So, like, or something like that, or 0.3. I don't know the exact figures, but they're printing out, like, $1 million for, like, $230 cash. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, $230 is what actual million's worth at this point, because we've sold our souls to these fucking banks, and they're charging us interest off
literally, they system. Literally sold our souls, literally.
Well listen, literally. They're charging us interest off a dollar system that has no fucking backing. There's no value to it. The only reason why the dollar has any value is because two people agree it does. If I own a dirt bike and you come buy it off me and you hand me cash for that dirt bike, the only reason why that cash is worth something is because I and you both agree that this is worth that fucking dirt bike, not because this amount of money you're giving me can be backed by an X amount of gold inside of a reserve system that represents our money. You know, it's literally down to nothing. So you have fractional banking. You go and get a fucking loan at you know, any of these banks, and ask the loan officer or ask the person at the bank, what do you know about fractional banking? And they'll look at you like you have fucking 10 heads. They don't even know what you're talking about. Yet they're freaking signing off on papers where it creates interest for you to pay back money or to owe more money based off something that isn't even fucking worth anything. You know what I mean? So they're basically selling you something. They're basically selling you something that is dust. It's nothing. And we pay our lives for this. Home mortgages, car loans. You know, I pay like 10 or 11% on a brand new SUV, and you come up to the end of it and you look at the amount of money I give the bank to finish this loan off in 6 years. I mean, it's insane. And I'm paying it off based off a money system that dollar bill for every, you know, if I end up spending $40,000 to pay off my SUV, it's 3 cents per dollar or something like that is what money's actually worth. You know, so how much money have they made off this fucking truck they sold me? You know, we're talking $30,000 or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Crazy. I don't have my fucking calculator out. But the money that comes back into the system is insane. It's selling something to somebody that has no value. You're actually selling them something that literally has no value. You know, and we live in this monetary slave system, and people have we've been freed from chains, and we've rechained ourselves, you know, with debt. You know, it's all debt now, and that's how they have us, and that's how they control us. Everything is money. You know, you get all these media outlets, it's all fucking money. You know, and it's just, it's a fucking sick fucking world, man, and the awakening's happening right now. So, you know,
it's been happening.
China left the dollar, or is about to, I'm not sure. Iran just left the dollar within the last couple days, okay? You know, Russia is leaving the dollar. You know, so there's something fucking crazy happening right now. And, you know, the world's changing, and this whole thing is tied in with Mandala. It's tied in with Flat Earth. It's tied in with all these leaks of information.
That's what I'm talking about.
The whole QAnon or Q, you know, hashtag QAnon. I don't even know how that's pronounced.
QAnon or something?
QAnon, yeah.
I haven't looked into
that. That's fucking insane. So there's something happening. It's that balloon underwater has been released, and, you know, we're living it firsthand now. So at this point, what do you do at this point? Do you just, you know, hang on? Do you protect your family? Do you, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? You know what I mean? Like, who knows at this point? Just be excited. You know, remember tomorrow's not promised to you, and just, you know, go forth with it. Arm up. Do whatever you have to do, man. And just, you know, just keep spreading the good word, because the truth is going to win. You know, and people speak of revelations, and I know I'm blabbing on right now, but people speak of the end of times and revelations and, you know, and I feel like that was all manipulated. Yes, there is an awakening happening, but what we view the end of the world is the new beginning. That's the way I look at it. So people, don't fear. Don't worry about the future. It's okay.
Well, that's what that guy's saying too. Stephen Christ is saying the end of the world is coming. That's a great message. Him and his concave earth.
Yeah, great message.
End of the world.
But it's not.
Awesome, buddy.
It's not, people. Trust me.
No,
I'm not God, and I'm not pretending to be God. I'm somebody who works in the name of God. That's all I am. I'm just a human being. You know what I mean?
People should be positive. We're moving forward.
You know, go forward and trust me. trust me, I know in my heart that this is just a new beginning. You know, don't fear for your kids. Don't fear for nothing. You're in good hands, and good things are about to happen. This world is going to become more of a utopian society once the truth is out. And I'm not saying utopian societies are better, but they're way fucking better than what we have now. And that's a fucking start towards, you know, figuring out where the fuck are we? Where do we live? What is this thing we're on? Holy shit, God is real. You know what I mean? We are created, you know, yeah. And we can invest all our time.
What are they hiding?
What are they hiding? You know, we're going to figure all this stuff out in our lifetimes. So would you have rather been somebody who grew up in the 70s or 60s and your whole world was a fucking lie, and then you could just pretend towards the end of your life that, you know, it, fuck these flat earthers. There's no way this is true. You know, just so you could die happy, but you know you're dying to be ignorant. You're blessed, people. You are blessed. Trust me. We are actually living the new beginning, and that is something that people go up like worker bees and ants, and they get in line and go down traffic and they go to their fucking jobs. There's millions of people still doing that. But what they're not seeing is the awakening that we're all a part of, you know, and that's something that we should be, you know, truly thankful for and blessed that we are the right hand of God, just, you know, waking people up and winning our world back, bringing this world back and exposing all the fucking lies.
Yep. Guys, remember
mic
this.
Mic drop. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Remember this when Brennan says something about God or whatever, right? No, when I first got into Flat Earth back in 2014, I was very much not a scientism guy or nothing, but I didn't know if there was a God or not. And I'm sure there's a creator now, and I'm not religious. So if it doesn't matter if you believe in God or not, the people that are holding us down do, and they are clearly against it. They are against the idea of a God or a creator. And they have these unlimited resources with they're focusing a lot of attention on things like Antarctica or the North Pole or you know, having flight routes all over the place to disguise people and fake video footage from NASA showing a ball Earth and all types. They're going to great lengths to keep this secret in. So if they're doing that and they're very anti-God, anti-creator, there's got to be something to it. And it doesn't matter if you're not religious or what religion you are. It can be your God. It can be no God. It can be just a collective consciousness thing. And like Brennan mentioned it real quick, and I wanted to actually mention it. He took the words right out of my mouth. And I've said it many times, and I'm going to say it again. This stuff didn't all come around the same time. Not come around. Obviously, Flat Earth's always been here. But the size of these awakenings growing. And for me, it was Flat Earth and Mandela Effect around the same time. And I'm sorry if you're a Mandela Effect skeptic right now and you're rolling your eyes. You need to check out the interview that Brendan actually did of me that's on this website. You'll see the picture with C-3PO with his silver leg that they say was supposedly always there. But you need to hear what Mandela Effect is really all about, because it's not about a memory issue or a reissue or a rebranding of something or a product name change or a downloadable content issue. It's absolutely none of those, and there's physical proof of this. So I just want to get that out there. But I think that the two are very tightly related, because it's a consciousness awakening. And I think in a way, and I said this before about Mandela Effect, I think it could be not just a mass awakening, but maybe even the creator trying to get our attention, because maybe he can't directly contact us and he sees that the world is run by whatever you want to call it, the devil, Satan, bad people, but run by deception. And, you know, that's what he's trying to do. I don't know. That's just obviously something I can't probably ever prove, but that's just what I think. And I'll tell you when I'm speculating. But the Mandela Effect is definitely real. Flat Earth is definitely real. The Earth is definitely flat. It's definitely motionless. We definitely don't live on a spinning ball. Things aren't trillions of miles away. I mean, maybe there are things, but not anything we can see. Okay. The farthest we can see, you know, maybe a couple thousand miles, you know, not much farther than that. We're not seeing things 20,000 miles away. Never mind, you know, and people think they see an ISS the size of a football field at like 250 miles away. That's just a joke. I mean, we're talking about like an aircraft, and you see it fucking 250 miles away with the naked eye. And you think just because they tell you, you can follow it on an app on your phone, that proves that it's real? Like, oh, I think we could fake that from my friggin' house. Are you serious? That's how stupid you are?
I got an app on my phone that says the Earth is flat. So, whatever. I'm not going to use that as proof. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But something did come up, and you kind of touched on it, is how far you can see. And I was actually thinking about it today, and it's ran my mind a couple times. And when you think of, like, you know, the firmament, and say, you know, I do believe that there's something up there. There's glass models, there's plasma models, there's all these energy models, and, you know, you have that cathode and the nanode type models where there's something up above us, you know. So if at that point you believe in God, and you believe that, and I don't mean God like a man with a giant white beard, you know, like coming to you, you know, strike down on you, you know what I mean? Like, that's just how humans perceive God when you say the word God. But, like, when I say God, I mean creator. There's, you know, we have an image of him, you know, to what that's manlike, but God has to be seen as everything, you know, all intertwined into one thing. But then you look up at the stars, and if they're all fixed into something, like some sort of dome or firmament, you got to understand something. You're staring at heaven. And that's what people don't understand, is that it's not that far away. And then if everybody knew that we were living in this enclosed system, every time they looked up to the stars, they would know they were looking at the floor of heaven. And that would change millions and millions and possibly billions of people overnight, just based on that fact that when we look up, we're looking at the floor of heaven. So we're not far away. You know, even modern, like, heaven and godly things, when you are believing in the heliocentric model and the ball Earth shooting through space and God created this, you know, there's a lot of pastors and stuff, even though the Bible speaks of, you know, the Earth being flat in like 165 scriptures, they'll still believe in this ball model because it had been so heavily. Now, we're talking like the pastors and the people that work for churches and stuff.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
They're reaching. What's that?
That's the Vatican. What's that? Christianity. The Roman Catholics.
You've got a bad connection right now, dude.
Sorry. I went in the kitchen for a second. I said that's what the Vatican basically did. They were set up to usurp Christianity with the Roman Catholicism. They spread the tentacles out through all the churches, and they basically have everybody blinded that the Bible is a flat Earth book, and they push heliocentrism. Like, I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
What I'm really trying to get people to grasp, what I'm really want people to understand is, like, flat earthers, okay, go outside, okay, now look at a star. Look at all the fixed stars that are above us, that are rotating above us, okay, and really fathom, like, what you're staring at. You're staring at heaven. You're actually looking at the next thing. You know, it's physically right in front of your face, but it's been so wiped away from, you know, reality that we're on this spinning ball shooting through space, and then you think heaven is just this thing you go to, you know, this other realm that you just go to, like, in, like, some other, like, cosmic thing. But it's not like that. It's on the floor above you. It's right above your fucking head. You can stare at the floor. It's right there. All your loved ones, everything. If you believe that we carry on to that stage, I personally do, and I don't have any problem with any, even if you're a flat earther and you don't believe in God, like, I don't care, you know what I mean? But if you are one of those people, and I personally am, when you look up to the stars, really understand what you're staring at. You're looking at the fucking floor to heaven. You're looking at that next level. You know, it's right there. It's not something you just dissipate to, you know, when you die and just appear into. You know, you go up to that right above you. You know what I mean? That you can look up and you can see the fucking floor. You know, I'm on my porch right now, and I can see vaguely about 3 or 4 stars right now. I'm looking at something solid up there, and there's something above that. You know, and that's something that really touches people's heart. And I think that's why flat Earth, you know, people say, oh, flat Earth is like a satanic psyop. But no, flat Earth is bringing people to God. They're making them realize that you're on something fixed and motionless, and you're in some creation, and whatever's above you is you better respect what's above you. Because guess what? All those lights, everything up there, that's not a joke. That's not something that we should just be thinking of, like, oh, you know, I'm a flat earther and blah, blah, blah. You know, if you believe in the model and you believe in God, look up. It's fucking amazing. You're looking at heaven. You're actually seeing the first layer to heaven. You know, it's not something you have to die and just appear in. You can just go outside and look up and see the fucking shit for yourself firsthand. You know, so whatever's above that, whatever our creator is, whatever it is that created this thing that we're in, you know, we're in for a hell of a ride. You know, be excited. Live life. Love it. You know, like, don't be scared at this time. I know, like, we got crazy shit happening, but truth is going to come out, man. You know, so don't forget, every time you look up, you're staring at, you know, what I perceive as heaven. So
we have somebody that wanted to call in, Justin. He was having trouble connecting. I'm going to dial him right now. Mike, are you there? Mike? We have somebody that wanted to call in, Justin. Oh, you got to turn your radio off, Mike.
It's off.
What's going on?
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you doing, man? Still there?
All right,
good.
Perfect. Hey.
Yeah. I didn't know how to use the Skype thing. I was sitting here thinking it was calling you, and it just didn't give a audible signal. And I thought I was sitting here ringing for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes here.
Nice. Where are you calling from, man?
Oh, I'm here in California, Torrance.
Nice, man. How's the weather out there?
Not as warm as it usually is, but it's usually sunny every day.
Nice, man. So what brings you on the show?
Yeah, you know, I'm dealing with these guys. I'm a flat earther myself, so I got a couple questions that I don't know how to answer, and I was wondering if you guys might be able to help me out.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Okay, the first one is, you know, I get the density and the buoyancy, of course, you know what I'm saying, why things go up or down and why you can have a big ocean liner and sit on top of the water. But as far as if you have something in a container, so it'd be kind of like a container physics question. If you got something in a container or if you got something in a vacuum, I don't see why, you know, if it was in an actual a pure vacuum, it seems like something would float to me because it shouldn't be drawn to any actual direction. I don't know if you guys have ever played with a vacuum to know. Or if it's just in a container anyway. Let's say you had a steel ball inside a bottle of water. There's no pressure from the density of the atmosphere above it that should give a direction to that steel ball. I don't know what you guys think about that. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to get across here, convey?
It kind of does. I kind of understand where you're coming from. When you look at the enclosed system, from what I've gathered, I mean, you're kind of dancing around the whole gravity thing, and you know, and I get that, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, because the math of gravity does make sense here on Earth. It's when you get into the cosmos that it really doesn't make any sense, and that's why they're inventing black holes and dark matter and all these other bullshit things.
Yeah.
But inside a contained, you know, if you take like the snow globe model, like we got something above us, we got something below us, you have that cathode and an anode. Okay, so now you can take in a force, which is electromagnetism. You can measure it on what we're, you know, I can't say on the inside of a bottle, but here we can measure that force. You know, and my math isn't, you know, I'm not sure if I'm being completely right on this, but it's measured at like 100 volts per yard going up to like 500 kilometers or something. So that's something that's observable that even by mainstream physics, they have that in their mathematics, you know. A lot of electrical engineers that become flat earthers because of this. They see that charge potential, and it makes sense. So you have that up from down, you know. And then buoyancy and density, I think I touched on it earlier. Buoyancy and density, after you set that framework of an up from down, you know, a solid thing above us or whatever it is that is above us, firmament or whatever, and then we obviously know the ground is below our feet because we're all standing on it right now as we're speaking. So we have that positive and negative charge, and then you can measure that charge potential going up. You know, a lot of people that climb cell phone towers and stuff, and, you know, those zaps you get when you go up higher, you know, you can feel them a lot more. You know, so you can measure that, you can observe it, you can test it, you can repeat it. Mainstream physics accepts it.
I heard there was
something
actually way higher voltage than what you said, too. I heard, like, up to, like, 30,000 feet where the airplanes are, there's like, tens of thousands of volts.
Well, Well, I use kilometers, though, so we're going way up at that point, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my bad, buddy.
That's the model. That model works, you know what I mean? That actually works. The Tesla, the electromagnetic universe, all these things, that makes sense. You know, that's actually a model. We obviously don't have billions of dollars to invest in researching it yet. You know, when the Flat Earth Truth comes out, we will be able to. But as of right now, you know, we can test those measurements and we can see them. Gravity, it falls apart when you get into the cosmos. Things should be sucking and pulling and ripping and, you know, all these other different things should be happening. And then they, you know, they go into theory after theory after theory, you know. So these scientists, what they do is they create formulas that make sense, but they're not reality, you know. So math can equal a number, or math can make a, you know, math can equal an equation that gives you an answer, but that answer may not be, you know.
It's like my example with the car.
You can't observe it. Exactly. You can't observe it. You can't repeat it. It's just a mathematical equation that makes sense, you know. But that's why all these engineers are becoming flat earthers, is because these guys measure this electromagnetic force and this static force. They create that charge potential. And then when they're faced with the flat earth model, you know, it makes sense. That's demonstrable. You can actually that's a demonstrable model, whereas in the globe, Earth falls apart once you get out of the atmosphere, you know. So I don't know if that answers your question. But I would base it more off like something, not really what's in a bottle, but what, like, make whatever you put in the bottle, make that you yourself and measure it from there out. You know, it'd be a little bit easier because it's more reality, you know?
Well, I'm just talking about, let's say you have any object. And when you talk about electricity, we're talking about magnetism. And I believe that magnetism is the only real force that there is. And I don't believe that there's a gravity. But it still seems like it might be something we need to work on or answer if we are getting direction, if it's something that's not, you know, if it was plastic and it, you know, I'm saying a plastic ball and it showed direction inside, you know, even if it wasn't, you know, I mean, it seems like a bottle of water is an easy one just to, you know, I'm saying to use as an example.
Yep.
But if there's a direction that's happening, it seems like there's a draw for some reason. If it's a draw, just like the direction of natural gravity, it's a pretty good question for someone to try and argue. I don't have an answer for them, you know. I can understand it in regular atmosphere walking around, but I don't see how the density and the buoyancy answer the question. And if you're going to start saying electricity, well, then you're saying magnetism. Is that what you agree with me with there or no?
Yeah, they're hiding the magnetism. They're doing whatever they can to hide the uses we can get from magnetism and from the Earth, from Polaris, Mount Meru. Like, they're hiding all of that. That's very key. I think you're dead on with that, Mike.
Yeah, well, a lot of energy, I think, is actually being hidden too, and we're being billed for it monthly.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of shit we don't know that's going on. You know, it kind of boils down to, like, the whole planes with the
I think National Grid's harnessing free energy, probably.
Yeah, the combusted air, and that's how planes go and stuff. Like, I don't rule that out. I don't know enough about it.
It makes more sense than the amount of jet fuel they say is in the wings, I'll tell you that. It makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
Mike brought that up to me when it first came out, Mike. Mike, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I have a very hard time arguing it, except for I can see how they would need some jet fuel to maybe get off the ground, and then perhaps
just to warm it up. Yeah, and that's a huge scam. And that also exposes free energy, because they're using basically free energy, besides a tiny bit of fuel to start it or whatever. I mean, it's basically free energy, and never mind all the people that they're billing for the airlines, which they're making probably trillions of dollars a year with all the fuel prices they charge people for flights. But that means every industry, like we've already known, but every industry, the auto industry and your house, your electricity, they've been hiding all this free energy forever. And this is just, if this is true, I think this is more solid proof to that.
Well, the sick thing is like people, they go, well, how could everybody cover this up? You know, how could all these companies be in on it? But then if you actually chart down like all the companies that you have, from like Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, and you fucking name it, open your counters up.
Yeah,
you know,
it goes back to like six companies.
Yeah, it backs up to like six companies, like Coca-Cola, you know, General Electric.
General Foods.
And there's like, General Foods, whatever. You know, there's like five or six companies that are running everything. And now you think about the laws that protect these corporations. Who's lobbying for these people? It's these corporations that are
raking in these trillions of dollars or billions of dollars, and then they have all these fucking people lobbying for them to create these laws to protect them. So when people start snooping around saying, oh, does a fucking jet fly on fucking air? Guess what? You're going to have to go through a lot of fucking stages to fucking crack that fucking apple open because, you know what I mean? There's so much that protects them. You think with chemtrails, they've gone to court. There's pilots that have gone to court. Vaccines, they blocked that off after the, you know, the 90s when people started suing the shit out of them. And they ended up losing like $4 billion or $3.8 billion in lawsuits for wrongful death and vaccine injury. They made it impossible to sue them. They made it impossible to investigate them. You know, and then if you investigate them, guess what? You put the fucking crosshairs on your back. You know, dude invents a car that runs on water and he fucking dies. You know, Tesla gets murdered. And next thing you know, all these energy things start coming up and we're paying for it. When he had models that, or he had, you know, designs that created free fucking energy, you know, so it's all being controlled by a very, very small elite. And that's why I say, you know, people say, well, how could they control everything? And I respond with, how could the people that control everything? Well, it's pretty fucking obvious. They control everything. Everything you hear on the media, everything you hear on the radio, which every radio station you listen to is owned by the same company. I think it's like Clear Channel. Clear Channel.
That's when I used to do the radio shows.
Owns like 99%
they own the station
of the
radio. Yeah, they own everything.
They own like 99% of that. So like all these like this molecular level like shit, like, you know, you bring it down to a bottle and something inside of it. It's like, fuck, man, we're just figuring this shit out. What we do know is that there's no fucking curvature. What we do know is that, you know,
there's
you
no
can't
motion.
Measure all these forces that we say are happening. Centrifugal force wakes up so many engineers because they study the mathematics of centrifugal force and they apply it to reality and it does not happen. People say, hop in a car and, oh, the fly's in the car with you. Is the fly flying 80 miles per hour? I don't know. Let me flip that car over and see what the fly does. You know what I mean? It's going to get crushed like I do. You know, like if I turn the wheel real fast, you're going to feel that force, you know? So when you have all these motions like on the heliocentric model, per se, that, you know, you're spinning and you're shooting around and you're going straight and then you're going around this huge galaxy.
No parallax.
Force, you should feel that. It's impossible for us not to feel that. So there's all these mathematical formulas why we don't feel that, but yeah. There's no reality. Yeah. They're just theoretical formulas that say,
you tell
well,
them, hey,
is,
how do we not see any parallax? We're fucking doing four different motions. We're tilted at 66.6 degrees. We're doing 66,600 miles an hour around the sun. We're spinning at 1,038 miles per hour. And the sun's dotting at, 500,000 miles an hour through the fucking galaxy, whatever. And the whole galaxy's moving. And we're all spiraling around it. But we see the same stars year after year after year after year after year. And no, they're not in the Milky Way with us spinning around. There's stars everywhere. They're not. Okay? And that's just absolutely ridiculous.
They had to hide them trillions of light years away.
Did.
That's the
exactly
only way their
my point.
Didn't work.
That's what I was getting
to make
at.
It fucking as outrageous as possible, as egregious as possible. So okay, how can we make this math? Let's push these lights that are just the fucking above our heads. Let's push those back. Oh God, we have to go back trillions of. Let's create light years. What's a light year? This is what the math is for a light year. Okay,
yeah,
let's push
and nobody
back.
Even wants to figure it out
four
at that
trillion
point.
Light,
they're just like,
4 trillion light years. But we've already proven that light does not travel forever like they taught us it did. You know what I mean? We proved that the moon emits its own light. You know, we proved that the sun isn't going over horizon. We're proving all these things that match up to a geocentric model
boats
perfectly.
Over the horizon.
You
they
can
still
go
push boats
yourself.
Over the horizon.
The best thing about it is Mike, our guest, Mike, I think your name's Mike. You can go out and prove this. Brian, you can go out and prove this. I go out and prove this. We can all go out and do this ourselves. And show that this all this Masonic and Jesuit bullshit we've been taught is a fucking bunch of nonsense. And all the math. Cool. If you come up with a problem, okay, why is the cosmos sucking into each other or pulling away from each other? Oh, let's just sprinkle some fucking dark matter in there and then write out a formula. So they don't start a formula to find the answer. They have the answer already and then they work backwards.
You
know,
gotta go to
they
the
reverse.
Cosmos. Why is it
they
the
reverse
fucking atmosphere
engineer
sucked
astronomy,
off Earth?
And that's the world we live in. It's fucking nuts.
I totally agree with you guys. I'm on the same page, 100%. I'm just where I was kind of like trying to go with that is that it seems like that the gravitational force can you know be totally disproven in a vacuum or in a container. It seems like, but if that you know in a vacuum there should be no draw. or something. Let's say you had a hollow plastic ball and you had a true vacuum, maybe, you know, not a minor vacuum, but a true vacuum, that ball should float because there's nothing that should be drawn at any single. There should be no electricity, no magnetism draw. It should just float right around in the container. It sounds like
I see what you're saying.
Are we sure it doesn't? Have we had any people test that in an experiment that we can trust?
Yeah, no, that would be something easy. Like, you could just pop a friggin' ping pong ball inside a bottle. What he's saying is that force should pull that bottle towards something. You know what I mean? And he's right. You know what I mean? Why does gravity let up on something like that? You know what I mean? Because you have mass attracting mass, which has never fucking been proven, ever. There's nothing using the scientific method that proves that theory. And once again, it's a theory, okay? You know, so I understand what he's saying. So when you contain that, okay, so you eliminate that outside vacuum. So now, okay, where's that force? What's pulling, you know, inside that bottle? Something should be attracting to the outside of that bottle, pulling that, you know, that plastic ball or whatever it is that's inside of it towards something, you know what I mean? But it doesn't. It just sits there and floats, you know, like a butterfly. There's nothing counteracting towards it, you know? So I understand where he's coming from. And he actually makes a really valid point there. I think this is something Roberto Reeves honestly would fucking love to jump on, give his two takes on. He's all about the freaking gravitational pulls and, you know, doing things like that. But, yeah, man, I hear where you're coming from. That's a pretty good point.
All right. Well,
what was the other one?
I got another one, and this one is probably one that we're going to be able to get, you know, I'm saying, some kind of direction on. And that's just sometimes that sun looks huge on the horizon, and sometimes it doesn't look like it's huge on the horizon. And when it's overhead, that sun seems to follow you where you're at. And I know that we've had some people touch on that, you know what I'm saying, as far as some of the shows out there touch on how it seems like, you know, the sun's following you wherever you're
like
walking.
Everybody has their own perspective on it. Everybody has their own perspective on it. Go ahead.
And then sometimes it does seem like that sun does get smaller as it's nearing the horizon, but not all the time.
I think that has to do with the atmosphere enlarging it. What we see is acting like a magnifying lens as we look through it. On some days, you said, it happens sometimes, but not always. It's variable.
Right, and you'd have to look at the equinoxes and stuff like that. What time of year is it? You know, and I understand what you're saying, because there's times where the sun will literally disappear into like a little light, and the light will follow it, and that completely debunks the heliocentric model. Yeah. You know, because it shows it's a local light source. But then you have other days, you know. So, if, for instance, take a summer. You know, the lowest layer of air is always going to be the most dense. Oh, so you create a lens effect in the atmosphere, and you know, this thing where the sun's setting, it may not be setting where your eye is seeing it setting. It could be way off to the east or the west or wherever you're actually seeing it set, but your visual is just seeing it set there because the air becomes, you know, the air, as we know, is a liquid. And you say that to people and they're like, huh? But you're like, yeah, air is a liquid. You know, that's you know, you're looking through a lens when you see something that bright. And you know, if it's 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 miles away, you know, if it's on the, you know, the Tropic of Capricorn, or if it's falling the Tropic of Cancer, or if it's doing the summer winter solstice switch, you know, it's going to be at different spots and different levels of density is going to be in the air. So there's going to be thicker layers towards the bottom. So when it sets, it's going to make that thing look massive, you know. So there's a whole bunch of different ways that the sun could manipulate its size from going over the horizon as a large object or going over the horizon and shrinking and having the light follow the source, you know? So it just basically depends on atmospheric conditions at that point, you know, in what time of year it is, you know? So there's a couple different factors that come in to play when you're looking at the sun.
Mostly the atmosphere than anything. I know the time of the year is a factor too, but it definitely happens. Like, you know, one day it'll be, you know, getting smaller, and it could be the next where it's not. So I think it's more to do with the atmosphere too. But you know what, Mike, I got an awesome video on that I'll send you if you didn't see it yet. It's Iro Landucci put it out about 8 months ago, you know, way before he joined Globebusters and stuff. So I kind of missed it for a while. I didn't see it, but it's called Phantom Morgana and Clouds Behind the Sun. And he's the absolute best. I'll say it right now. Iro is the absolute best at He's a great asset for us to have because he's the absolute best at computer graphics and making simulations of things that we're trying to research. Like, and he's unbelievable at picking out mistakes in CGI. The guy's fucking top notch. But I'll send you that video, Mike, because it gets pretty deep into that. I posted it the other night. I don't know if you've seen it.
I don't know if it was pointed out to me to catch. I don't know if I did, but since you bring up CGI, I've already asked you, Brian, and I know you don't. I don't really want to believe this myself, and I. The only thing is it's coming up so often by people who, I mean, it's just plain today. They're just like you and me. They're coming up with these eyes that they're, you know what I'm saying, and these eyes that are the pupils are closing sideways. It's very, very strange. And I don't think that it's just going to go away and just say that people are playing, you know what I'm saying, are wasting their whole day playing with you know, video footage. I mean, I don't know. It really has me going. And I know they're calling it reptilian or whatever, but
they fuck with video footage all the time. I don't know. I'd have to see it in
person. Well, you see it from live footage. I know what he's saying. You do see it from live footage. I know what he's saying. I think, I think it started with, like, a little while ago, like, Justin Bieber had a video like that where his eyes went crazy. And then most recently, Zuckerberg
during
that live interview. Now, you can actually download the live interview and you can screenshot it and zoom in on his eyes. And they are doing some funky things. But is it CGI? Are they fucking evil? Who knows, you know? There's no way to put an answer to that, you know, as of now, you know, but I do see things like that popping up. And the one with Zuckerberg, I actually went into the live video and I went to the part where that allegedly happened and I screenshotted it, zoomed in, and his eyes, I mean, oddly enough, they were making some weird shapes, almost like a fucking lizard, you know? And I don't believe in lizard people. Trust me, that I'm not going even down that
rabbit hole. That's why I hate to even bring this shit up, because it really wants to put you in some kind of crazy box. But man, it seems like it's an honest anomaly. Something's going on.
Yeah, yeah, and you make a very valid point there, man. And I've seen that stuff. Like, there's enough videos that show it. And like, if I couldn't pull up the live feeds and and actually zoom in on these things myself and see them, then I would, you know, question it. But you can actually pull in the live feeds and actually see this shit yourself. But you know, I don't know. It is what it is. Is there evil? Yeah. Could that be a part of evil? Probably. You know, that's the way I look at it. I can't do nothing about that. You know what I mean? I can only observe it and say, hey, there's something fucking crazy going on. But having an answer to it, I mean, just pure evil, I guess.
I mean, that's really
what's happening.
If we're throwing out the heliocentric model, which personally I have, I've thrown out the heliocentric model. I believe in geocentrism. And I believe that all the proof leads to geocentrism. And I don't believe in any aliens coming from other planets, if there are no other planets out there. But I don't think that we should rule out things hidden from us to the point of there being, you know, I haven't.
Yeah, but other than shifty eyes, what evidence is there? Well, other than shifty eyes, what evidence is there for that?
You could go deep into weird rituals and like evil bloodlines and stuff. And if you look at like the Queen of England, and you look at she's actually somebody who I think they have evidence of her doing this. And then you look at the bloodline of all the presidents. I'm not going to really put Trump into this because he wasn't part of the experiment, but like every president before him, all the bloodlines matched up to the same king. And like, you know what I mean? So is there an evil bloodline? There's a lot of writings and there's a lot of cult. There's a lot of things that you can investigate and see, thousands of years ago, they were writing about, evil bloodlines and stuff. And,
yeah. So there could be a bloodline thing that's making these people like have something wrong with their eyes. But I don't think there's a fucking reptilian thing, man. I think that's way.
No, it's not. I don't believe it is either. But I do believe that there's something satanic. There's something evil. You know, there's no reason why these people would be doing this if there wasn't some sort of evil bloodline, because nobody in their normal nature would want to do the things that these people are doing to the world, you know, like poison and blood rituals and killing babies and the sex trafficking and all this child trafficking and the islands where they're banging all the little kids and shit, dude. Like, there's fucking evil motherfuckers on this planet.
How do you argue that? I don't.
plane. Yeah. I said plane. It cursed me out for that one. I didn't mean to say it. This evil motherfucker's on this plane. So,
yeah.
I mean, I agree. Something fishy going on.
And could the answer be something like there's a species we don't know about of humanoid? I mean, is that sure people? I mean, I'm not talking about legitimate sizing Bigfoot, but who knows? I mean, who knows if something like there could be a reptilian that's just something that's kept its numbers down and it far away? Because look at how things are with, like, and I'm not saying every Jew's a reptilian or something to that effect. You know, I'm not trying to go off on being a nutter, but I'm just saying it's very strange how you can just, because how many people can you name that are so much smarter than everyone around them and that take, you know, control of so much when there's just so few of them? I don't know. I mean, it's very strange.
Hey, you make a lot of valid points, man. The fact of how much has been hidden from us, you know, from, you know, there's evidence of giants that have, you know, roamed Earth. There's the Nephilim, I believe, as the Bible spoke of giants, you know, and then you have these, like, fossilized crustaceans of huge people, and you have certain mountains that have stairways built, and they're, like, not, like, stairways. They're, like, if you took granite steps on the front of a house and you put them on the side of a fucking mountain and you made them for fucking people that were 300 feet tall, there's things like that that are built in this world that don't make sense, you know, and there's a lot of ancient writings of other people or types of humanoids, like you say, that have lived on this earth, larger people, you know, it could boil down to an evil type of humanoid that is roaming here. So you do make valid points, man, because you got to look at how much has been hidden from us. How much on the internet can we actually, you know, a lot of us get our research from the internet, but we dig deep and we find independent researchers and people who have looked into this. And, you know, we can just actually get some good information, but how much is truly on there? Is the truth really fine? Can we really find the truth? I don't think we can, you know, and does that boil down to other types of people that have lived here or other types of humanoids, like you say? Absolutely, man. I 100% believe that could be a possibility. You know, so when you see these things like Zuckerberg and, you know, in these things with the eyes and shit, hell yeah, there could be a bad bloodline, man. There has to be. There has to be an evil bloodline, because who the fuck else would do this knowing that there's a creator? These people that are hiding God know there's a fucking God. So they know there's a consequence for their actions. So either they're already fucked and it doesn't matter and they can do what they have to do now and create as much evil as possible because they have no chance of being saved, then, you know, that's what they're doing, you know, is corrupting us as much as they possibly can. But as far as people, yeah, who knows, yeah, man? I could almost guarantee lines. That other types of walks of life that have roamed this earth.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like when that cat's out of the bag, you know, I don't think that it's going to go away. So, I mean, I just wanted to bring that up so that, you know, because now I'm going to share links with Brian and perhaps you too, Brendan. And, you know what I'm saying? And who knows where it's going to go? It's just like this flat earth thing, you know? I mean, personally, I wouldn't even, you know, have looked into it because it just seems so ridiculous, you know? But as soon as you hear someone that you believe has integrity start talking about it, I was willing to at least, you know, look at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, if I couldn't find any quality, you know, qualitative arguments against it, I'm that guy who's not going to hold fierce to beliefs too much if I see something that's really, you know, blatantly, you know, outrules it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's called having an open mind, man. So, you know, just be blessed.
There's nothing wrong with looking. That's like what I said with the concave thing. I looked into it, you know. You can't dismiss it till you look, really. But I just personally don't think there's anything to it. But I'll look at some stuff if you send it to me. I'll look at anything, really.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Yep. So, Hey, Mike. Hey, we really appreciate you coming on the show, man. Are you in the Future of Flat Earth group?
Yep, I'm there, Michael McNeil.
Nice. Oh, so you're Mr. McNeil. How you doing, man? Good to hear from you. So, hey, man, join. If you're not in Brian's group, it's therealnewsonline.com. He's got a lot of media fake, a lot of good material there. I've learned a ton of stuff from his page, his webpage, and his group and stuff. So, dude, thanks for coming on, man. Is there anything else you got for us? Or
I think that pretty much does it, other than like you were talking about, they're doing things that are just totally crazy, as far as it wouldn't seem like someone would do that to their fellow man. And just like you're talking about, molesting children or putting them up for the things that they do, or killing them when they don't do what they're asked, or spraying the skies to poison us. Or
they don't think we are fellow
men. One of the things that is so important for us to, I know that it sounds fucking strange, but the water is something we're all drinking. Distill your water, man. Drink nothing but distilled water and cook with nothing but distilled water. It's the only thing that's clean. It's the only thing that doesn't have drugs in it. And it's the only thing that doesn't have fluoride in it. And it doesn't cost that much to get a fucking distiller. And it doesn't, you just put the water in, push the fucking button, and you get clean water out. You know, it's so important. And I've done it, and that's what I do. I got two of them fucking running all the time when I'm needing water. And it makes a very big, direct difference in so many different things. So I'll end on that note.
Yeah, man. Hey, dude, I hear you. I got one hooked up to my kitchen sink so I can turn on, the filter.
It's not just a filter. Isn't good enough. You got to have a distiller. A filter,
no,
isn't it?
Yeah, no, and I'll buy, like that's only if I'm making, like, instant coffee. I'll use, like, the filtered water, like if I'm going to boil the water or something. But other than that, man, bottled water. You can get some brands. You can look up some brands. They're completely clean. I opt to just buying cases of water. My baby's bottles are made with it, and you're right. It makes a big difference because you're not calcifying your pineal gland, which is huge, because then you can actually think freely. You know, that cognitive thinking kind of goes away if you're eating and drinking a lot more healthy than a lot of us do. So you make a good point there as well, man.
You can get a TDS meter. You can get them from 10, 20 bucks tops. $20, but most of them are only $10, $12, right around there. It's a total dissolved solids meter. You can order them on Amazon. They're very cheap, and they work indefinitely. And it tells you if there's any dissolved solids in your water. Now, you can have water that you distill, and it doesn't show much left over because fluoride doesn't show up. Fluoride turns into a ready gas, and you need to have a carbon filter to catch the fluoride, which will aerosol when you start boiling it, right back into your water if you don't have something to stop it, if you get what I'm saying there. But, my girlfriend always gets the water from Costco, and they got damn good water there that after you're done boiling it, there's not really any residue left. So you wonder, did I waste my time? But that fluoride is a very big stickler, and it stays in there, and it doesn't leave a hard deposit left over like some of the other shit they're putting in there. I've shared a picture before of the what's actually in the water, and you don't ever want to drink what's coming out of the tap.
No, unless it's coming from a well that you dug yourself.
There's also special properties after you change the water back into a distilled water, and rainwater is distilled water. So, if you just collect the rainwater, by and large, it's distilled itself. And there's a special property of it being able to pull out things out of your system that aren't supposed to be there, like metals and stuff like that are inert solids that you're not supposed to have that are just stuck in there. So there's other benefits to drinking distilled water. If you look into them, you won't go back. But I'll tell you guys, good night. It was nice talking with you.
All right, man. All right, Mike.
Hey,
talk to you later.
Thanks for joining us, Mike. I look forward to seeing you. All right, buddy.
All right, man. Good meeting you. And it's my first time talking with you, Brendan. And it was very good talking with you guys. Have a good night.
Absolutely, man. We'll see you in Fofi, brother.
Okay.
Nice. So what else you got for tonight?
Drink distilled, clean fucking water, motherfuckers. You make a good fucking point right there. Drink that shit. All right. I buy the bottle shit. You want to talk about water? I buy the bottle shit. I research all my waters. and it'd be funny, man. He makes up a good point. Like, I this list of water and like what's contained in it, and you bring up like Nestle and like all these water brands.
Yeah,
man, they got fluoride and all sorts of shit inside of them. You know what I mean? So this list, there's really good things online that
the plastic bottles themselves are bad for you too.
Yeah, if the water's contained in it for a long time and stuff, yeah, it definitely is. But there is good water out there. There's good brands. It depends on where you live because a lot of water supplies are local. You know, so like look into like where you're getting your water from and definitely check it out, man. Keep a clear head. Don't calcify that pineal gland. You know, keep that third eye open.
No, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, Brian, we all know you drank a little too much fluoride growing up. I mean, let's just admit it.
I ate the fucking paint chips off the ISS.
Yeah, right. Hey, the floating paint chips on the ISS.
Yeah. I ate the floating paint chips off the ISS. That's why I was all screwed up. You know what's funny, you
got a limited food supply up there, you know? So when you're Tim peeking around the friggin' outside of the...
Yeah, we can't store that much because we got like friggin' 900 different NFL footballs with every combination of the Super Bowl on it.
Yeah.
So that takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, dude, you gotta eat the paint chips like Goldfinger or whatever from the Austin Powers movie when he eats his old gold skin. But yeah, man, he makes some good points. So Mike, if you're still listening, man, thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing your questions with us and stuff. Brian, you got anything else or?
I don't really got much else other than I'm gonna plug our channels and stuff real quick. You know, maybe we'll wrap it up with a little closing thought. Just anybody that's listening to this in the archive, which is how 90% of people listen to the shows, which is great. That's fine. Make sure you check out if you want to get other episodes of the show. All you have, or the one you're listening to, all you have to do is go to therealnewsonline.com. Brennan, mute your mic or something. You got a lot of noise. All you got to do is go to therealnewsonline.com. And simply go to the radio archive page, and every episode is there in order, from top to bottom, newest to the top, and it tells you the content we talked about, and if any guests are on or hosts who was on the show, you just click it, and it'll open in a window, new tab, and it'll just play. And if you want to download it, you just hit the arrow next on the that's on the player, and you'll download the file, and you don't have to use your Wi-Fi or whatever, and you can play it whenever you want. And it's also cool because unlike a YouTube video. If you play our shows from my archive, you can hit the home button, lock button. You can bounce out and go in all of the apps and still listen to the show. My Facebook group is the same name, therealnewsonline.com. We talk about everything media fakery, 9/11, Sandy Hook, Gabby Giffords, the Apollo moon landings, satellites, the ISS, NASA, Flat Earth, the Mandela Effect. The fake education system, the fake medical system, whatever you want, We'll talk about all that stuff. And Brendan, you want to plug your group, buddy?
Yeah, yep. Future Flat Earth. Get ready, guys, for the documentary coming out. It's all getting produced right now. We're going to make it as best quality as we possibly can for you guys. We got some experiments that are going to fucking smash the globe. Some long distance footage of cities and a lot of cool things coming up. And when it gets released and all the footage gets released, I really think you guys are in for a treat. You guys have stuck with me for a long time. One other thing I wanted to say is tomorrow is the birthday of the Future of Flat Earth. I forgot I was going to say that, but tomorrow is the birthday of the Future of Flat Earth, and I'm going to go live on the page. The group and thank everybody and release another thing that I didn't really get to touch on the show, but I'm going to be doing a tour of New England this summer, and each day that I do it, it's going to be one day every week to 2 weeks, and I'm going to be going to a specific spot, and I don't want to release too many details about it, but I'm going to be bringing you guys along for the ride, and it's going to be a whole summer experiment leading into the fall. But I'm going to get to bring you guys all along for the ride with me. And it's going to be a big dedication. I got my family and everything, but I got this planned out pretty good. And tomorrow for when I go live for the Future of Flat Earth and the little birthday thank you that I'm going to give for everybody, I'm going to release what I'm going to be actually doing for the summer. so you guys can tag along, and it's going to be a pretty cool adventure. That's about all I'm going to say. I don't want to release too much.
Awesome. All right, guys, we're going to be signing out, and just remember, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. This show will definitely end up on there at some point in the next few days, maybe tomorrow, hopefully. It'll be up on the archive, though, as always, before anything. Once I'm done chopping it up and getting it ready, it'll be up there at some point tonight before I go to sleep. Just make sure you check out the YouTube page, Brian S. Stavely. Easy to find. You'll see the picture of the, well, depending on when you, yeah, you'll see it. All right, so guys, just, we'll announce again when we have our next show. You know, I'd like to do them every week, but sometimes, obviously, things come up and it goes a few weeks. So I don't want to promise anything. But you guys will see us posted in those groups, definitely. We always post the shows in those groups and on our personal pages. So just check it out. And while you're on therealnewsonline.com, there's all types of little tabs on there that you can click to, like, go right to, you know, my Facebook page, my Facebook group, all that. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a good night.
Stay flat. Peace.
Hello, it's me. You know, indoctrination started while we were still naive. Programming our beliefs. That inertia is the reason we don't feel the earth spinning. Hello, can you hear me? Did you ever stop to question the confession of gravity as a theory? Funny thing, force alone can be explained. Buoyancy and density. The sun is closer than what they've told us. Not 90 million miles away. Hello from the inside. I'm here to tell. Are all revolving around you. There's no more seeds.